come on the show and squeeze his butt for us. You're listening to Majority Report, Air America Radio.
A child is just possibility in the making. A dream waiting to happen. But sometimes kids in need something extra.
Help Destiny's Child support World Children's Day. Visit rmhc.org today for more information.
Together, we can help children in need reach their destinies.
If you're looking for an SUV tire, then look no further than Goodyear Forterra HL. Drive in comfort and style with Goodyear's premium SUV tire. The Goodyear Forterra HL is rated as the best SUV tire in the November issue of a leading consumer magazine. Right now, buy a set of four Forterra HL tires and get a $75 mail-in rebate. For complete details, visit a participating Goodyear retailer or call 1-800-GOODYEAR. This mail-in offer ends November 27th.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley, Fahrenheit 9/11 and a half. Michael Moore is reportedly planning to follow up his hit documentary film with another one covering the same themes. Moore's telling Daily Variety he and producer Harvey Weinstein hope to have Fahrenheit 9/11 and a half ready in a couple of 3 years. The Hollywood trade paper quotes Moore as saying 51% of Americans lacked information in the recent election, referring to the percentage who voted for Bush. Moore said those voters, quote, weren't told the truth. Former President Jimmy Carter is expressing hope for new Middle East peace efforts after the death of Yasser Arafat. Carter says the death of the longtime Palestinian leader marks the end of an era. In a statement released today, he said he hoped the new Palestinian leadership would push ahead to forge a Palestinian state living in harmony with its Israeli neighbors. A military club north of Cairo will be the site of tomorrow's funeral services for Yasser Arafat. Dozens of dignitaries will be there, including U.S. Assistant Secretary of State William Burns. Security will be very tight. Arafat will be buried in Ramallah. An American commander says 18 U.S. troops and 5 Iraqi government soldiers killed since the assault began on Fallujah. The U.S. commander also says 178 American service members, 34 Iraqi soldiers, have been wounded just since Monday. Forces, he says, are conducting operations within the city, still going house to house, building to building. Meanwhile, commanders say militant fighters are trying to break through the U.S.-Iraqi cordon around Fallujah. Authorities say insurgents are aiming attacks and mortar fire at bridges and roads out of Fallujah. Since the start of the current Fallujah offensive, more U.S. reservists have died in Iraq than any comparable period since the war began. At least 9 members of the reserve, including National Guard members, died on Monday, the highest one-day toll since the U.S. invasion of Iraq in March of 2003. Not all the deaths were in Fallujah. The Marine Corps says 9 other U.S. service members died since the assault began, but their classifications haven't been given. Since the offensive began, in fact, the Pentagon has been slowing down on its casualty report, saying that detailed information about deaths and casualties might have value to the insurgents, so we don't know the full story. National Guard and Reserve troops have played a prominent role in Iraq and are now making up about 40% of the U.S. force there. George W. Bush today marked Veterans Day by saluting what he called tomorrow's veterans who are in Iraq serving for the U.S. now. The president says the troops assaulting Fallujah are performing with skill and honor, and he says, quote, they are winning. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Did you know there's a natural way to help lower your cholesterol without the side effects from prescription medication? Take Kwai garlic tablets every day. In study after study, Kwai garlic has been proven to help lower cholesterol and support cardiovascular health with no side effects. Kwai is easy to swallow and closest to fresh garlic without the odor. What's the downside? Only your cholesterol. Kwai, that's K-W-A-I. Kwai is available at Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS, Albertsons, and leading retailers and health food stores everywhere.
Nothing stands still. As the world speeds by, the pace of modern life keeps getting faster and faster. Haggar has found a way to stop time. Haggar Forever New shirts and pants will last with virtually no fading, no shrinking, no wrinkles, and no stains. Wash after wash after wash. It's nice to know that as the world speeds by, the clothes you love can stay looking new. Introducing Forever New shirts and pants, only from Haggar.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Hi, this is Al Franken. On the next Al Franken show, should women be allowed to vote? What about blacks? It's all for grabs, folks, as George Bush uses his unprecedented mandate to take the country forward. Joe Connison will be here, and he thinks that women and blacks should be allowed to vote. That's the kind of fearless avant-garde opinion you'll hear only here on the Al Franken show
on Air America Radio.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. How you doing? You okay? Everything all right? Good. Good to hear from you. I'm not hearing from you. Not yet. Happy, that's the wrong word, Veterans Day. Did you make it out to your nearest furniture store and take advantage of the great sales today? Huh? Boy, he starts with his cynicism 30 seconds into the program. That's awful. That's pretty much what it's gotten down to, though. We have coming up here in about 30 minutes or a little bit less. Jeff from Derry, New Hampshire, sent me something, wrote something, and I'm going to share it with you, okay, about Veterans Day. So stick around. Robin sent this to me. This is I didn't check it. Robin, I'm going to take your word for it. This is Rush Limbaugh, November 3rd, 1988. Where he says, and now the liberals want to stop President Reagan from selling chemical warfare agents and military equipment to Saddam Hussein. And why? Because Saddam allegedly gassed a few Kurds in his own country. Mark my words, all this talk of Saddam Hussein being a war criminal or committing crimes against humanity is the same old thing. Liberal hate speech. And speaking of poison gas, I say we round up all the drug addicts and gas them too. November 3rd, 1988. What is that, the day after the election of George Herbert Walker? I wonder if that's for real. Robin, if it's not for real, you got me. The tanks in downtown Los Angeles, or Westwood, actually, the Westwood section of L.A., really happened. Somebody sent me an email. I read it on the air, and then the video's out there now. It's at indymedia.org, la.indymedia.org. You can find it. And what happened was this. I guess it was Tuesday night. Was it Tuesday night? At 7:50 in the evening, two armored tanks showed up at an anti-war protest in front of the federal building in Westwood. Tanks circled the block twice, second time parking themselves in the street directly in front of the area, blah, blah, blah. The video is there at la.indymedia.org. And Lori wrote to me and said, where are we now, Tiananmen Square? Apparently the Army tried to say the tanks were lost. Then later they said the tanks were stuck at a red light. As to being lost, those tanks had military-style GPS tracking, accurate to within a few feet. Red light? Witnesses said the tank sat through several. Is this what this country is coming to? The peaceful protesters are intimidated by tanks, for God's sake? What's next? Kent State? Funny, Lori writes, I've never seen a tank show up at a pro-life protest at an abortion clinic. Yeah. From Harrisonburg, Virginia, which is out in the mountains. Nice, nice town. I've been there a couple of times, Harrisonburg, Virginia. It's out near Stanton, Virginia. University of Virginia is out there. The chairman of Harrisonburg's Republican Party is calling for the disbandment of the local high school's Gay and Straight Alliance. John Elledge calls the club an advocacy group for homosexuals. He started contacting school board members last week and is urging concerned city residents to contact the school board. Are you a concerned city resident of Harrisonburg, Virginia? Well, contact the school board. The queers have put something together, the Gay and Straight Alliance. The Harrisonburg High School principal, one Irene Reynolds, says students have the right under federal law to form the group. The club's advisor says the club emphasizes civic involvement and its members try to increase understanding. So how exactly is a group called the Gay and Straight Alliance advocating homosexuality? That's what my senior correspondent writes when he sent me this. Is the straight part of the alliance advocating heterosexuality? How do you know what they're advocating, Mr. Harrisonburg Republican Party chairman? Are you attending their meetings on a regular basis? You have no idea what they're advocating, but I do. They're advocating tolerance, something you and your ilk don't understand at all. Yeah, that's not a new story. This particular one is new, but these high school gay straight alliances are constantly under fire from right wing freaks. And it just, I swear to God, I know this is a tired old saw, but I sometimes wonder, and I'm pretty convinced that the men, the allegedly straight, I don't like that term, the allegedly heterosexual males, who are the most vocal against anything gay, are trying to suppress something inside of themselves that our society has taught them, or their society, their Christian society has taught them is evil or sick or perverted, which is none of that, okay? It just is. It is what is. But how many times do you hear these screaming white men get up and you know, yelp and yowl and froth and foam about anything that has the word gay in it? And if it has the word gay and the word alliance in it, oh, Jesus, watch out, dude or dudette. But I do believe that the most vocal, just like the people who rail the most against gambling are usually gamblers. The ones who rail the most against fornication are usually fornicators. Come on. The ones that rail the most against gays are usually struggling with their own homosexuality. Wouldn't it be interesting? Wouldn't it be great to live in a society where the struggle didn't have to be there, either internally or externally? Wouldn't that be nice? We're just, I get so sick of it. The nation's overall health was given a once-over, and a couple of health research agencies have come up with some indicators here. the annual 50-state survey conducted by nonprofit public health groups. It was all revealed on Monday. I'm just getting the story now. The survey has documented steady improvements in a host of health indicators across the country since 1990. But experts now warn that gains seen up until the year 2000 have leveled off to near stagnation. What does that mean? Well, it means during those terrible Clinton years, the country got healthier. And now, with the ascension of King George to the throne, all of a sudden, what's this? Dr. Reed Tucker, Vice President of the United Health Foundation, one of the three groups releasing the study, said we're not really making progress year over year. Dr. Tuckson said the experts were startled that infant mortality ticked upward in 2004 for the first time in 40 years. Rising poverty levels, less access to health insurance, and stagnant smoking rates appear to be playing a role, according to the report. Now, they ranked the states. Have you seen this? Have you seen this? Oh, my God. Let me just tell you, the top 10 states, eight where the best health are, eight of them are blue states. The bottom 16, Texas, Missouri, Nevada, New Mexico, Kentucky, Oklahoma, North Carolina, Florida, Alabama, West Virginia, Georgia, Arkansas, South Carolina, Tennessee, Mississippi, and Louisiana. Not only are most of them in the Confederate South, but they're all red states. Think about that. Of the top 10 in terms of health in this country, the only two that are not blue are Utah and North Dakota. Of the bottom 16, all of them are red. Jesus. We live here in Georgia. Georgia, Kathy, was ranked 45th out of 50. But we got our flu shots yesterday, 2 days ago, because we have a baby under 6 months of age. Otherwise, we wouldn't have qualified. But does that not speak volumes? The healthiest state, Minnesota. Next is New Hampshire. Next is Vermont. Next is Hawaii. Then comes Utah, a red state. Next is Massachusetts. Then North Dakota, a red state. Then Connecticut, Wisconsin, and Maine. Of the top 10 healthiest states in America, physical health, eight of them are blue. Of the bottom 16, the worst place to live as far as your health is concerned in this country, all of them, the bottom 16, are red. And every single one of the Confederate states, with the exception of Virginia, is right there. It's just obvious, isn't it? It's Air America Radio.
If you're looking to save big this year on a high-quality steel structure from Allied Steel, call 877-99-STEEL. You still have time to add that much-needed workshop, retail, or church space before winter arrives. And our most popular sizes are priced for quick delivery. Get a 40x60 structure for under $18,000 or a 50x100 for under $32,000. Whatever size you need, Allied Steel will answer all of your questions and explain why our structures are the best and most affordable option. Call Allied Steel at 877-99-STEEL.
Federal college loan rates are currently lower than they have ever been, which means by refinancing now, you could cut your monthly student loan payment by up to 50%. By calling 1-800-2-COLLEGE, you'll quickly be connected to College Loan Corporation. We will answer your questions, help you lower your payments, and secure a rate as low as 2.63%. It's easy, it's free, and so far, over 300,000 people have called. 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
Angry about four more years of lies and cover-ups? Go to www.readmojo.com and subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine, your antidote to corporate and government deception. At readmojo.com, you can get Mother Jones for just $10 a year, over 70% off the newsstand price. This month, read our investigation into how Bush has hurt the military by privatizing 20,000 armed services jobs. Visit readmojo.com today and pick up Mother Jones, your source for no-holds-barred investigative journalism.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows, and my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't doing enough. I still had flakes, and my scalp felt dry and itchy. So I switched to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers.
Doctor recommended Celsin Blue as a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff, plus it keeps hair and scalp healthy and itch-free.
If your dandruff shampoo can't handle black, do what I did. Switch to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo.
Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue. Use as directed.
Losing this election was like watching a friend die. We held out hope till the very last, and maybe even beyond that. Standing in front of a mound of freshly turned earth, we are left to digest the reality that faces us. This is, to say the least, difficult. Many people are in denial, making vaporous arguments that Kerry would have won, if not for ballot fraud in Ohio. Others rationalize that the colossal fiscal and military blunders of his first term will constrain Bush's ability to bring us to even greater damnation. Some hide their fear and sadness behind laughter, a cute cartoon, or pictures of George juxtaposed with a monkey, or that red and blue map of America showing a wide swath of stupidity spreading out from the Mississippi River like a flu epidemic preying on creationists who chose Bibles over vaccines. Pay your respects at AskewedView.com.
Dear Mr. President, because the state of our feelings can narrow the range of our insights, deceptions are easily hidden in presumptions of innocence. And because every brick in hell is molded by habits and perspectives, war is always compelled by limits and understanding. Therefore, for dignity, please remember, any spiritual precept thought to be above criticism is too vainly filled with pride to leave room for divine humanity or moral governance. For contemplative education at Motto Citizens, behind the book and the oracle for the way to see whole, my name is Gola Wolf Richards. And for victory over blood spilled by confusion, I believe that nothing beats a failure but a try. Therefore, I wrote and recorded Silver Lessons for Global Citizenship, among other works that are Speaking for Virtue at MOTTOCitizens.com.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Standing up to the flying monkey ride, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Okay, so whoever sent this to me got, and I got too. The thing from Limbaugh. I told you. Well, at least we got the video from L.A., the tanks, right? Apparently the Rush Limbaugh thing, how many emails we get here? About 7, Kathy, telling us it's not real. Okay, fair enough. You know the Internet is a wonderful tool. Most of the time. Anyway, this list, you can find it at, it's too long, webcenter.health.webmd.netscape.com. So here in Georgia, Kathy, we live in the 45th sickest state. You're going to post it? Kathy will post it. Okay. We have to go back to what we used to do, and that is to post the web addresses of everything we talk about on the program so that people can... We started doing that? Okay. The BBC has an interesting little report here. It says, as U.S. forces battle insurgents in streets strewn with rubble and corpses, the BBC News website spoke by phone to an Iraqi journalist and resident of Fallujah who reports regularly for Reuters and the BBC World Service. We are publishing his and other eyewitness accounts from the city in order to provide the fullest possible range of perspective from those who are there. Here it is. I went for a walk around the city last night after the Americans pulled back. It was very quiet, often the only sounds coming from the movement of fighters along streets and rooftops. In places, it was also very dark, with only the occasional rocket or flare lighting the way. Wherever I went, I found broken buildings and bodies, local people and fighters killed on the streets. I also saw 4 crippled U.S. tanks and 3 abandoned Humvees. In the Hasbia area, I counted the bodies of at least 6 U.S. soldiers lying on the ground. Some of them were badly mangled with various bits blown off. Others were in better condition, as if they had taken small arms fire. I noticed 2 of the U.S. soldiers were still clutching their guns tightly across their chest, but most of their weapons were missing. Some of the dead are beginning to rot in the streets, but the living do not exactly smell great either. I have not had a bath for a week, nor have I shaved. There is no real rest here, day or night. The U.S. brought in a very, very big force on Wednesday morning. The mosques no longer broadcast the daily call to prayer, nor are they silent. Every time a big bomb lands nearby, the cry rises from the minarets, Allahu Akbar, God is great. The worst fighting is to the north of the city in the Jolan district. This is where a lot of the fighters have been based. Incidentally, it is also where U.S. security guards were ambushed in April, leading to the first siege of Fallujah. Oh, that's where the bridge is, where they hung the charred bodies. I think it is misleading to say the U.S. controls 70% of the city because the fighters are constantly on the move. They go from street to street, attacking the army in some places, letting them through elsewhere so they can attack them later. The fighters have told me they are prepared to resist the Americans until death. They say they are fighting not just for Fallujah, but for all Iraq. They express confidence that they will win in the end. They say the idea is to inflict enough casualties on the American troops to force them to reconsider their mission. From the BBC yesterday. Bunny Pants was at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier today, laying a wreath. Amazing, he can lay a wreath at the grave of an unknown soldier, but he can't attend a single funeral of the hundreds of known soldiers he sent to kill and be killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. And don't even get me started on the hypocrisy of this man talking about honoring veterans. This is a man who has destroyed as many vet benefits as he can. This is so unreal. It was just so obscene to watch this absolute punk stand there today, surrounded by military, surrounded by the pageantry of honoring our military dead, and then listening to him open his mouth.
Some of tomorrow's veterans are in combat in Iraq at this hour. They have a clear mission to defeat the terrorists and aid the rise of a free government that can defend itself. They're performing that mission with skill and with honor. They are making us proud. They are winning. Today we're thinking of our fellow Americans last seen on duty, whose fate is still undetermined. We will not rest until we have made the fullest possible accounting for every life.
What does that mean? What does that last sentence mean? I'm not sure. Does that mean that the military would just continue to follow its procedures, and when an American soldier or Marine or airman is killed, the family's notified? What the hell are you talking about, George? We will not rest until we have made the fullest possible accounting for every life. What do you mean? It's just SOP, dude. This is what the military does. You wouldn't know that, of course, but that's just simply what the military does, George. It just seems like an obscenity to me to have George Bush anywhere near the graves or tombstones of men who have died, and now women who have died fighting for this country. I won't say defending this country, but fighting for this country. It's obscene to have this thug anywhere near fallen soldiers. Quick break. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
With over 18,000 car accidents every day, you need to be prepared.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
It could happen to you.
You okay?
Yeah, I think so.
That's why quality car insurance is important. You want to be well protected, and you want a good price. People who switched to Allstate saved an average of $278 a year. That may surprise people who thought Allstate was expensive.
Call 1-866-ALLSTATE to see how much their knowledge and experience can help you save. You don't have to wait for your current policy to expire. Call 1-866-ALLSTATE and start saving now.
Quality car insurance should be affordable. That's Allstate stand. Are you in good hands?
Savings based on information reported by 4,103 new customers who purchased from an Allstate Customer Information Center. Actual savings will vary. Insurance subject to availability and qualifications. Allstate Insurance Company, Allstate Indemnity Company, and Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
A vexing issue facing today's traveler is how to start writing the postcard home. Why choose the predictable, having a great time, or the weather is wonderful? At Celebrity Cruises, we suggest, last night I experienced a new dimension of Cirque du Soleil at the bar at the edge of the earth. Join us as we sail the Caribbean with Cirque du Soleil, or with Bon Appetit and 16 of the finest chefs on land on Savor the Caribbean. Then you too can write. Today, I learned to prepare conch fritters with mango chutney from a master chef. Or, my four-star culinary mentor says, hi.
Have you been treated famously in the Caribbean? Join Cirque du Soleil and Celebrity Cruises on Constellation. Or Savor the Caribbean on Millennium out of Fort Lauderdale. Prices start from $750. Book your Celebrity Cruise with Liberty Travel at 1-877-LIBERTY. Prices are per person double occupancy cruise only. Limited availability and available only on select sailings. Governmental taxes and fees are extra. Certain restrictions apply. Ships registry at the Bahamas.
Traffic's back up all over.
You're packed in a car, scrunched in the middle of the back seat, twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and the only thing moving is you.
I should have used Preparation H.
If you used Preparation H at the first sign, you wouldn't be suffering now. Preparation H relieves itching and burning as it adds a soothing layer of protection. Use it daily to help prevent further irritation.
The freeway's closed and nobody's moving.
I should have used Preparation H.
Shouldn't you use Preparation H? Use as directed.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Friday's Morning Sedition. If you think election fraud is the only story not getting enough play from the mainstream media, think again. There's a lot of stuff not nearly as newsworthy as the Peterson jury. And we'll talk with the author of Into the Buzzsaw about why some stories never get told. And we'll laugh at stuff like the Friday Business Report on Friday's Morning Sedition.
Air America Radio.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
Now, unless you understand George Bush, that little comeback promo doesn't make any sense, does it? No? As you know, ABC affiliates are canceling the Saving Private Ryan movie tonight. More than 20 ABC affiliates around the country, including two in Ohio that went for Bush. They're terrified, that, so they say. They're afraid. They're afraid that the FCC, recent rulings on Janet Jackson's breast and the fines and so on and so forth, based on that, they can't show the movie because of the language. Not the killing and death, but the language. Isn't that interesting? So they're not going to show it. They're not going to show about 20 ABC affiliates. You see how censorship works? You see how easy it is? Do you see what we're facing in this country? Do you understand? Of course you do. You do. I wonder if the knuckle-dragging Republicans or the conservatives truly understand. Maybe they do, maybe they don't, but frankly, they probably don't care. Some thoughts on Veterans Day is the piece that Jeff in Derry, New Hampshire, emailed me. And I don't know if this is the right word. It's a nice piece of writing. I don't know if nice is the right word. It's good writing. And we wanted to share it with you. So we're going to do that. I want you to just kick back. It runs, how long does it run, Kathy? About 8 minutes. Just kick back and listen to this. There's nothing like good writing. I mean, radio's fine. We all love radio, don't we? Or we wouldn't be in it. Television sucks. Newspaper writing, okay. But you know, real writing is, well, just listen to, listen as I read what Jeff in Derry, New Hampshire, sent to me today. Veterans Day, 2004. Hi, Mike. Jeff from Derry, New Hampshire here. I hope I'm not out of line sending my thoughts on Veterans Day 2004. I stood in the cold today with a couple of dozen spectators and a few of the surviving veterans of our little town. They wore dress uniforms mostly and overcoats to keep their hunched over and frail old bodies protected against the wind. Beneath the sky, the same color as the documentary footage of World War II, providing most of us with our understanding of their sacrifice. We stood together and listened to the benediction and some short speeches before a row of granite tablets, you know the kind, listing the names of those killed in battle. Our town, like so many others, maintains a memorial for veterans of the Great War and World War II and Korea and Vietnam and Lebanon, Grenada, Panama, and the Persian Gulf conflicts. This year, the service at McGregor Park was different. The chorus from our local high school was in attendance this time to sing God Bless America. I could see that the kids were nervous, not only about singing, but nervous reading the names of town residents killed in the service. I know they were thinking that some of their names would stand inscribed on cold stone along with those of past conflicts, as they will undoubtedly be sent off to spill their blood in the hot Persian sands. Unlike their predecessors, though, their war will not be a great mobilization to defend democracy or truth, justice in the American way, but to secure our place as apex predator in the global food chain. As they sang, I wept. Their voices were so innocent, so beautiful, and so unknowing. I attended this year's service, as I do every year, to honor my father and late grandfather and thank them for their sacrifice. Though neither was killed in combat, they carry and carried both the physical and psychological scars of battle, or innocents lost to firefights in kamikaze planes, in the jungles of Southeast Asia, and in the oceans of the South Pacific. My grandfather, Jean-Paul Bourbeau, was a sailor, boatswain's mate aboard the USS Bunker Hill. A carpenter by trade, he enlisted at 18 and, like millions of others of his generation, trudged off to defend America from outside aggression. During the brief interim between basic training and shipping out, he met, married, and honeymooned with the woman who would later become my grandmother. They had 2 days together as a married couple before he departed to join his ship and head to the Pacific. His job, aside from ferrying officers from one boat to another, was to count and maintain the body bags brought above decks after an attack. During the invasion of Okinawa, his vessel suffered 2 kamikaze hits. He was wounded as a piece of a suicide plane entered and exited his belly, taking much of his stomach with it. That day, he joined 263 other wounded, 43 missing, and 364 killed aboard his carrier on the casualty list. He showed me the scar, a jagged, angry fold of stitched skin above his belly button one summer while we were at the beach. He said that the wound didn't make itself known until he collapsed from internal bleeding. There was too much going on, he said. Fires to fight, ammunition to carry, wounded to drag, dead to identify, and body bags to prepare. He was patched up aboard ship and sent to the Bremerton Naval Base in Washington, unconscious. My grandfather was notified, and she undertook a solo train trip across country to join him. Upon her arrival, the chaplain there told her that Jean-Paul wasn't expected to live for very long. She braced herself and entered. Beneath his bunk lay a coffin, his coffin. My grandfather languished there for months, alternating between morphine-induced peace and searing, unholy pain, until eventually and miraculously he healed and was sent home. For his trouble, he received a Purple Heart and enough pension to buy a small house for his new family. Jean-Paul Bourbeau worked the looms at Berkshire Hathaway and later as a carpenter at Paulding Mills. He filled his spare time with digging clams and carpentry work. Being busy meant he didn't have to think about the past and to supplement his low pay from the mill. He lost his mind a little in 1954 during Hurricane Carol when the bridge was swept away, releasing the ghosts of dead friends and reopening his memories of the chaos of the fighting. Perhaps it was the roaring wind, so like the roar of battle, or the rain that pelted him like bullets. He never spoke about it, but he was different from then on, quiet, moody, and distant. At night, he dulled his nightmares with beer, Carling Black Label, and endless hours of television, staring vacantly into the tube as Lawrence Welk conducted polka music or the idiots on Hee Haw made slack-jawed faces. He stared as if he was standing on some flight deck somewhere, watching for the planes on the horizon. Sometimes he white-knuckled the arms of his recliner. Jean-Paul Bourbeau disappeared on Thanksgiving in 1983 and was later found as if sleeping in the back seat of his old Buick behind a restaurant in the north end of New Bedford. At last at peace, he was buried without much fanfare, only a little flag beside his headstone to commemorate an American life. Like so many other veterans, when he spoke of his war experiences, it was rare and vague and cautionary. He sat on the concrete porch with me a few months before his death, beer in hand, and warned me, "Sometimes I think the lucky ones," he said, "didn't come back." I never understood that until today, watching the old men in their dress uniforms holding back tears for friends lost and horrors past, and knowing that for all their sacrifice, we haven't moved ahead. As I listened to the chorus today, I thought of my grandfather and of my father and of the countless other veterans whose names sit inscribed in granite and of those still among us who battle the nightmares of their past. And I thought of the kids nervously clutching lyric sheets to America the Beautiful, their innocent, worried faces unable to comprehend the lives of the old men listening there and unaware of their nightmares to come. I have made it a family tradition to participate in Veterans Day services and remembrances here in New Hampshire, and I intend to teach my son to do the same. The day is far too important to be left to mattress and appliance sales, to lonely old men and cold stone monuments. Our veterans, all veterans, whether serving by circumstance or their own personal choice, deserve more. They deserve our gratitude and our support. I call my dad every Veterans Day and thank him, and I thank all the veterans with whom I work personally, and their humility humbles me. My father, Robert Louis Dorego, served in Vietnam from 1961 to 1964 with the Green Berets. My grandfather, Jean-Paul Bourbeau, served aboard the USS Bunker Hill until wounded during the invasion of Okinawa, May 11, 1945. On each Veterans Day, I send a poem that expressed the cost of war, and I send it to friends and family. This year, I send the following. a poem by C.K. Williams titled, It Is This Way With Men. They are pounded into the earth like nails. Move an inch, they are driven down again. The earth is sore with them. It is a spiny fruit that has lost hope of being raised and eaten. It can only ripen and ripen. And men, they too are wounded. They too are sifted from their loss and are without hope. The core softens. The pure flesh softens and melts. There are thorns. There are the dark seeds. And they end.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Hi, this is Doug Dupuy for SelectQuote, and I just called
Cheryl Payne,
one of SelectQuote's licensed agents.
Hi, Mr. Dupuy.
Hi, Cheryl. Why buy term life insurance through SelectQuote instead of somebody else?
Well, Mr. Dupuy, about 2 out of 3 people have health or lifestyle issues. Could be high blood pressure, skydiving. Now, depending on what insurance company you choose, you could overpay hundreds of dollars a year.
Well, where does SelectQuote come in?
SelectQuote's a real matchmaker. We impartially shop the pick of America's top life insurers to match you with your best buy.
Got an example?
Sure. I just matched a man 40 years old who takes cholesterol medication with a $500,000 policy for under $22 a month.
Quite a match, Cheryl. Why not let SelectQuote match you with your best buy? Just call 1-800-772-8300. That's 1-800-772-8300. Or log on to SelectQuote.com.
Examples: First Colony Preferred, Best Colony, 10-year term, policy form 1420 and 1421 et al. Underwritten by First Colony Life Insurance Company, a GE Financial Assurance Company, Lynchburg, Virginia. Policy subject to underwriting approval, available in most states.
New windows? You know you need them. Your energy bills are high and your home isn't comfortable when your windows are drafty and noisy. So who can you count on for energy-efficient windows at a fair price? Sears. Just call 1-800-448-6600 for a free in-home estimate. Call now and save 15% on select styles. Sears custom replacement windows glide smoothly. The double-paned extra-strength glass may help reduce your energy costs. Plus, you get a limited warranty that covers all materials. So call Sears at 1-800-448-6600 and save 15% on select styles. Offer ends November 30th. Not available in all areas. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So, if it's time to replace your old windows, call Sears now for a free in-home estimate. Call 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600 for your free in-home estimate.
Hey, big guy, we won't tell anyone. When the pressure has you down and you need a libido booster to catch up to what the brain really desires, there's nothing wrong with getting a little help. Best part is, we won't tell a soul. Go to www.instanttabs.com and order your Instant Tabs, soft tabs made with crushed Viagra for fast-acting, proven results. That's right, crushed Viagra in soft tab form to get libido-boosting help in 15 to 20 minutes. InstantTabs.com provides a 3 to 5-minute confidential phone consultation where you can be approved by a licensed physician and have your soft tabs, Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra sent right to your home or office. For more info, go to InstantTabs.com now or call 800-640-7032. 800-640-7032. You can enjoy spontaneous, intimate moments with your partner, and she'll never know where you got your newfound stud status. Don't wait. Call now. 800-640-7032. Live life to the fullest with fast-acting Instant Tabs at InstantTabs.com or 800-640-7032. Get a boost for your libido today. 800-640-7032.
I'm Governor Howard Dean, doctor, author, and former presidential candidate. The past year has been pretty stressful and exhilarating, but lately I've found an inner peace traveling all over the country to promote my new book, You Have the Power, and giving speeches on the campaign trail. Yahoo Locals helped me find all sorts of things, like bookstores in Iowa and convention centers in Nebraska and some very interesting diners in Illinois.
Introducing Yahoo Local. Yahoo Local lets you search for things you need and see the results on the same map at the same time.
Next week, I'm doing a book signing in Ohio. And then we're going to stroll through some museums in California. And then we're taking a breather in Washington, D.C.
Just go to yahoo.com and click on Local, and you can quickly and easily get the lay of the land.
I'm just trying to get people more excited about the democratic process.
New Yahoo Local. Life is all around you. Find it at yahoo.com.
Yahoo! My sentiments exactly.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 before the hour. And again, thanks to Jeff from Derry, New Hampshire, for sharing that with us. He sent us something last Veterans Day, too, didn't he, Kathy, about his dad's service in Vietnam. Good writer. Good stuff. Again, if that's the proper way to praise that, to say it's good stuff, you know, I don't know anymore. It's getting difficult to know what to say about certain things, right? Don't forget helpamericarecount.org. Have you been there? They had some trouble with the contribution part of their website the other night, but I'm sure it's clear up by now. helpamericarecount.org. And interestingly, the Green candidate in Ohio and the Independent, I've got the story here, but it's down in the stack. They have filed a request for a recount in Ohio because they were on the ballot. Anybody can do this who is on the ballot, and it's a good thing. Also, blackboxvoting.org. Either one of those two websites. The one that needs the help right now is helpamericarecount.org. It's the last avenue left to challenge what happened. From the Nuremberg Charter, Section 2, Article 6, A, Crimes Against Peace, namely planning, preparation, initiation, or waging of a war of aggression or a war in violation of international treaties, agreements, or assurances, or participation in a common plan or conspiracy for the accomplishment of any of the foregoing. Section 2, Article 6, Paragraph B, War Crimes. Such violations shall include, but not be limited to, murder or ill treatment of prisoners of war, killing of hostages, plunder of public or private property, wanton destruction of cities, towns, or villages, or devastation not justified by military necessity. I think we have a war crime situation going on, don't you think? So here we are on Veterans Day, and for the past 2 years, Saving Private Ryan was shown by ABC, uncut and uninterrupted with commercials. And yes, the language is strong. But the movie has been praised by veterans and non-veterans of being probably the most realistic depiction of what happened on D-Day, 1944, ever put together on film. Spielberg's movie, very little controversy in 2001, 2002. I guess, it wasn't on last year? But the film includes the violent depiction of D-Day, the invasion, and loads of profanity. I do not believe for a second that it's all about being afraid of the FCC. I can't accept that. I think part of what it is exactly what Sinclair Broadcasting did when they didn't want Ted Koppel reading the names of the dead on Nightline. They said it was anti-war. Maybe if enough young men saw Saving Private Ryan on television tonight, after all, it did come out several years ago. If they saw Saving Private Ryan on television tonight, maybe the recruiting numbers for the Marine Corps and the Army would decline even further. Now, is that a good thing? Not necessarily. Is it a good thing when your country has been taken over by neo-fascists and they've decided to invade countries who have done nothing to us? Yeah, then I think it's a good thing. I do. How many Marines and soldiers have died in Fallujah so far? 20? Why are they dying? Because we are attacking insurgents. Why are we attacking insurgents? And what is an insurgent? Apparently, an insurgent is somebody who wants to defend their homeland or the country or their religion or whatever the reason is. They didn't come here to kill Americans. That was Saudis who came here to kill Americans. Iraqis did not come here to kill Americans. We went there to kill Iraqis. So call them insurgents, call them terrorists, call them thugs, bastards, rapists, killers. I don't care what the word is. It really doesn't matter, does it? We went there to kill them. Why? Well, every single reason put out there by the Bush crime family has been shown to be an utter and absolute lie. If the objective was to remove Saddam, he has been removed for months. So why are we still killing Iraqis? Oh, that's right. We have to support the puppet government that we have put in place. This is like the Spanish-American War, 1898, in the Philippines. We decided to go there and kick the Spanish ass. There was a slight problem. There were two revolutionary factions operating in the Philippines at the time. We beat the Spaniards. That left the two revolutionary factions, one of whom was willing to do exactly what the United States wanted done. The other said, no, this is our country, we're going to do it our way. We decided to slaughter the group that said, no, we'll do it our way. And so we did. We had a new weapon, a new invention. It was called the Gatling gun. And Mark Twain wrote about the efficacy of the Gatling gun, of how people were herded into craters of dead volcanoes, villagers who supported the revolutionaries we didn't support, and they were Gatling gunned to death because they were insurgents. There will be no showing of Saving Private Ryan on roughly 20 ABC affiliates tonight because the owners have decided either A, in these times you don't show something that might be considered obscene, or B, they don't want any anti-war depictions on their airwaves. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
You're listening to Mike Malloy on the Air America Radio Network.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
The election is over, but the spin goes on. The Bush White House and its Amen Corner in the media is spinning the fantasy that America is moving hard to the right on social issues such as gay marriage. What's their evidence? Exit polls that saw 22% of Americans say their big issue was moral values. The spin says this is news, but it's not. Roughly one-fifth of Americans ranked moral values as the top issue in 1996 and 2000, so nothing has changed. Moral values voters tend to live in Republican states, usually in the South, where the presidential race is never competitive. Their evangelical passions may skew national exit polls, but most Americans are concerned about jobs and the war. The White House claims a mandate for social conservatism. Some Democrats think they have to back off support for gay rights to compete. That's wrong. Moral values may be the hot issue in Alabama, but most Americans worry about the war and peace and whether they'll have a job. For more on the real issues, visit thenation.com. This is John Nichols for Air America Radio.
You've heard it before. Dude, my mom only drove it to the grocery store and back. Yeah, right. Consider this. Ford certified pre-owned vehicles have to pass a rigorous 115-point inspection, and they get 6 years, 75,000-mile powertrain limited warranty coverage. And right now, qualified buyers can get special low-rate financing on selected vehicles. Ford Quality Check certified pre-owned. If we don't certify it, it's just used. See dealer for warranty and financing details or visit FordCPO.com.
I think I'm in love.
He said love, and it's perfect. Your favorite restaurant. Music, candlelight. But you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and he's hanging on your every word.
I should have used Preparation H.
Use Preparation H medicated wipes with aloe, the easy way to cleanse, cool, and soothe. 4 times bigger than Tux pads and easy to grab from the resealable plastic tub.
And I hope you feel the same way.
I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H medicated wipes. Big relief. Use as directed.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. 18 American soldiers killed, 178 wounded in Fallujah. The U.S. military now saying 18 Americans have died in action along with 5 Iraqi troops and 178 Americans wounded since the start of this week's assault in Fallujah. They're also estimating about 600 insurgents have been killed during the offensive, which started Monday night. The commanding general of the 1st Marine Division says the fight for Fallujah is proceeding, quote, ahead of schedule. Major General Richard Natansky says his soldiers are calibrating their response to the opposition they face and that they're using only as much force as they need to kill or capture enemy fighters. Natansky says mosques have been targeted, but only because insurgents have been using minarets as sniper nests, and the mosques themselves as arsenals. Yasser Arafat's funeral tomorrow, north of Cairo, will be a military affair complete with horse-drawn carriage. It's been moved from Cairo's international airport to a military club for what they call logistical reasons. Representatives from some 36 countries will be there, including the U.S. Arafat's body is in Egypt now. The funeral early tomorrow will include prayers, a farewell ceremony, and very tight security. Egypt wants to minimize any possibility that the funeral could trigger trouble within its own borders, where Arafat was born and educated. After the ceremony, Arafat's body to be flown to Ramallah on the West Bank, where he'll be buried at the site of his headquarters. Palestinians weeping and shouting in the streets over his death in the West Bank. Somber music playing on the radio, mosque loudspeakers broadcast verses from the Quran. Some Palestinians threw rocks and even one explosive device at Israeli vehicles. In the Gaza Strip, black smoke rose high from burning tires as gunmen fired machine guns into the air. Refugees in nearby Jordan and elsewhere have been holding marches to honor Yasser Arafat. Others burned American and Israeli flags. The Palestinian cabinet has declared 40 days of mourning for Arafat. Former American President Jimmy Carter, who helped negotiate a Mideast peace deal in 1978, says he hopes Palestinian leaders learn from Arafat's experiences. Robert Satloff of the Washington Institute for Near East Policy says, flatly, Arafat was a significant obstacle. Dennis Ross, who spent a decade as America's peace negotiator in the Mideast, agreed. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan said the best way for Palestinians to honor Arafat would be to engage in peace talks. Veterans Day, George W. Bush spoke in honor of American soldiers. Ceremonies at Arlington National Cemetery, Bush paid tribute to soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan, saying those who place duty and country before their own lives. And he called the soldiers in Iraq tomorrow's veterans. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
What is digital joy?
Find out at www.digitaljoy.com.
Or by watching ABC's Tuesday Night Comedies at 8 p.m., 7 p.m. Central.
And log on to Enhanced TV at abc.com for the ABC Tuesday Night Treasure Hunt.
It's your chance to win a new home PC.
It will change the way you and your family enjoy your favorite music, digital photos, movies, and TV.
All with a touch of a button. Watch ABC and log on to Enhanced TV at abc.com.
Follow the clues you find online while you watch each show for your chance to win a new home PC.
Nothing stands still. As the world speeds by, the pace of modern life keeps getting faster and faster. Haggar has found a way to stop time. Haggar Forever New shirts and pants will last with virtually no fading, no shrinking, no wrinkles, and no stains. Wash after wash after wash. It's nice to know that as the world speeds by, the clothes you love can stay looking new. Introducing Forever New shirts and pants, only from Haggar.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. Freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Hi, this is Steve Earle. What kind of radio network would give an ex-con Pinko Hillbilly a radio show? Air America, that's who. Each week, me and my friends get together to play our favorite music and maybe even talk about politics. This week, my guest is my old buddy Rodney Crowell on The Revolution Starts Now. Join us every Sunday evening for The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio.
The revolution starts now.
Welcome back. This is Air America Radio. My name is Mike Malloy. The phone number here, by the way, is 866-303-2270. And in the spirit of giving out phone numbers, let's take some phone calls. A little bit later in the program, we're going to talk about the nomination, well, might as well be considered a fait accompli, of Alberto Gonzalez as the new Attorney General. And what that's about. Boy, are we in for a rough ride. Oh, my God. And a little bit later on the program tonight, it was in the New York Times today on the editorial page, the things they wrote, excerpts from letters sent this year by men and women now dead to their families in the United States, soldiers' letters, you know, sent by people fighting Bush's war in Iraq. Some of the stuff they wrote, little excerpts. We'll do it a little bit later. It is Veterans Day. And again, I get so sick of seeing Veterans Day treated as the day when they don't pick up the garbage and the post office is closed and there are mattress sales. When I was a kid in the 50s, Veterans Day was still a day where literally thousands of soldiers marched. In Toledo, Ohio, they did anyway, which is where I grew up. World War II was not that far back on the horizon, in 1950 and 49 and 50 and 51. And we had Korea. And by 1953 or 1954, we had lots of veterans in, didn't we, huh? We still had a lot of World War I veterans, World War II veterans, and now Korean veterans. We don't do that anymore. All right, 866-303-2270 is the phone number. Tom is calling from Mount Erie, Maryland. Is that right, Tom? Mount Erie?
Mount Airy.
Mount Airy. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
I used to call you back at IE America.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Tom.
Way back.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. So early in the program, you were talking about the gay-straight alliances.
Yeah, this one was in Harrisonburg, Virginia, a high school group of kids. And the Republican Party head in the city is wanting it stopped because, well, you know.
Yeah, I know very well. We have one at our school, I'm a member of them. And it's very hard to be an active club. I live in a very conservative part of Maryland. Pitkin signs everywhere. It's scary. And really, we have basically, we're not forced by the administration to operate kind of secretly, but we have to, or else we really face a lot of resistance from the student body. It's just very hard to, you know, just preach tolerance.
Yeah, well, gay bashing can be, some teenage boys, high school boys' favorite sport.
Oh, totally.
When I was a kid, there was gay bashing, and I even participated in some of it. You know, just being a nasty ass, talking smart to adults that we perceived to be homosexual. I did it until I realized what a vile thing I was doing. But we didn't know. We had in high school, I had a couple of classmates who were gay, obviously gay, made no bones about being gay. But that was different. They were our peer group. We didn't really make fun of them. We went after people on the street that we considered to be queer, and it was horrible. It's a thing that I don't like to remember, but I have to. I have to acknowledge what I did as a teenager. So gay bashing goes way back. Of course, if somebody would have said to us back then, "Hey, look, you're being a nasty little crappy ass teenager, and what about the human rights? What about the dignity of that human being that you're screaming at down the street?" But there was nobody to say that to us.
We try to say that to them.
Right.
They don't want to hear it. They don't want to even. A lot of people, it's the idea that homosexuality, bisexuality, is not a choice.
Right.
Is a foreign concept. You know, I remember in my American Studies class last year, the teacher was also a psychology teacher, and the issue was brought up.
Mm-hmm.
And people were just amazed that, you know, this is not something people choose to do. You can't, if someone chooses to kill someone else, then yeah, yell at them.
Yeah.
You can't choose. They want to love someone of the same sex. You can't help that, you know?
Yeah.
It's nuts. And actually, I want to bring up something now that I'm actually watching Save It Private Ryan at the moment.
They're carrying it in your viewing area?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Well, good.
Washington Station or something.
Well, good.
Yeah, very good. We watched it last year at American Studies when we were covering World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Teacher was out that day, so the teacher, who was also the head of the Amnesty International chapter at our school, came in to sub. Now, that class was very strange. Lots of very Republican people.
Right.
They had, you know, when all violence was going on in the movie, they said cool. They thought it was cool. They were entertained by it.
Mm-hmm.
And when the Amnesty International teacher got a hold of that, he said, "You think that's cool? This is what war looks like." And he just went off on them, and they didn't say a word.
Yeah.
And it, you know, this is right when, you know, Iraq was really starting and whatnot. And, and since then, you know, we've more and more people in the school have become more slid to the left, but there's just a huge population of.
Yeah, and that's very disturbing to me, Tom. I recently gave a talk, was invited to come out to a high school in the northern suburbs of Atlanta, highly conservative, but they had a Democratic high school organization there, Democratic Party Club.
We do have one of those as well.
Yeah, and they invited me to speak, and I said, sure, and then they brought out some Republican kids, and it was real interesting to do it. It's a shame to me. It hurts my heart to see so many teenagers who are so disconnected to their own history, to the history of this country. So many teenagers that don't have a clue as to what liberalism has done. Anything that has moved this society forward, anything that has benefited this society as a whole and individual groups, helping them get to the level of human rights and civil rights, it's all come from liberals and from Democrats, but mostly from liberals, no matter what political party they belong to. They were still liberals. They were liberals in their heart. They were capital L liberals. They may have been Republicans, but they were liberals. And it's been liberalism that has saved this country's ass a couple of times and moved the country forward since the country was a country. And it just breaks my heart to see so many kids who don't understand that. Tom, I got to move on. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call. Check in with us again, okay?
I will.
All right, you have a nice evening. Laura is calling from Portland, Oregon. No. Laura is calling from Portland, Oregon.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Laura. I have to say Oregon right.
Yeah, you said Oregon right, not Oregon.
I know. Every time I say Oregon, somebody will email me and say, it's not Oregon, it's Oregon. So, hi, Laura.
Hi. I'm so glad I got through. It's so great to talk to you. I really love your show. It's so great.
Well, thank you. How can I ask your age?
Oh, I'm 13.
You're 13. And you're a Cary volunteer, it says here?
Oh, yeah. Maybe a month before Election Day, I went and canvassed for the Cary campaign near my local Democratic headquarters. And I did, phone banking. And, you know, I've gone to rallies and stuff. And so I've been really active in the political thing. And I noticed that I never see anyone my age or even, you know, like 18-year-olds. I never see anyone below 30. I'm worried. What I'm calling to say is that, I don't see so many young people, and I know that no one I know and, you know, no one even kind of maybe a decade older is, you know, educated about politics, and
Laura, can you hold that thought? Can you hold that thought? I got to do a break here. We'll come back, and I want you to finish up, okay?
Okay.
Just hold on, and we'll come right back after this break. We're talking with Laura in Portland, Oregon. I want to hear the rest of what she has to say, because I think she's getting close to something important here. Stay with us. I'm Mike Beloy. This is Air America Radio.
If you're looking to save big this year on a high-quality steel structure from Allied Steel, call 877-99-STEEL. You still have time to add that much-needed workshop, retail, or church space before winter arrives. And our most popular sizes are priced for quick delivery. Get a 40x60 structure for under $18,000 or a 50x100 for under $32,000. Whatever size you need, Allied Steel will answer all of your questions and explain why our structures are the best and most affordable option. Call Allied Steel at 877-99-STEEL.
Federal college loan rates are currently lower than they have ever been, which means by refinancing now, you could cut your monthly student loan payment by up to 50%. By calling 1-800-2-COLLEGE, you'll quickly be connected to College Loan Corporation. We will answer your questions, help you lower your payments, and secure a rate as low as 2.63%. It's easy, it's free, and so far, over 300,000 people have called. 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered CortiSlim once. They've ordered CortiSlim again. So many people have found that CortiSlim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and CortiSlim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the CortiSlim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Dear Mr. President, because the state of our feelings can narrow the range of our insights, deceptions are easily hidden in presumptions of innocence. And because every brick in hell is molded by habits and perspectives, war is always compelled by limits and understanding. Therefore, for dignity, please remember, any spiritual precept thought to be above criticism is too vainly filled with pride to leave room for divine humanity or moral governance. For contemplative education at Motto Citizens, behind the book and the oracle for the way to see whole, my name is Gola Wolf Richards. And for victory over blood spilled by confusion, I believe that nothing beats a failure but a try. Therefore, I wrote and recorded Silver Lessons for Global Citizenship, among other works that are speaking for virtue at MOTTOCitizens.com.
A vexing issue facing today's traveler is how to start writing the postcard home. Why choose the predictable, having a great time, or the weather is wonderful? At Celebrity Cruises, we suggest, last night I experienced a new dimension of Cirque du Soleil at the bar at the edge of the earth. Join us as we sail the Caribbean with Cirque du Soleil, or with Bon Appetit and 16 of the finest chefs on land on Savor the Caribbean. Then you too can write. Today, I learned to prepare conch fritters with mango chutney from a master chef. Or, my four-star culinary mentor says, hi.
Have you been treated famously in the Caribbean? Join Cirque du Soleil and Celebrity Cruises on Constellation. Or Savor the Caribbean on Millennium out of Fort Lauderdale. Prices start from $750. Book your Celebrity Cruise with Liberty Travel at 1-877-LIBERTY.
Prices are per person double occupancy cruise only. Limited availability and available only on select sailings. Governmental taxes and fees are extra. Certain restrictions apply. Ships registry at the Bahamas.
Hi, my name's John Robert Burke, and I'm not wearing any pants. I am Naked Cowboy. I am the Naked Cowboy. I sing and play guitar in my underwear, boots, and hat in Times Square on 45th and Broadway, what I consider the throne of the earth, and I see myself unquestionably as the king. I use Yahoo Local to find all sorts of things. Guitar shops, gyms, tanning salons, you name it.
From singing lessons to fitness clubs, new Yahoo Local lets you search for things you need and see the results on the same map at the same time. Just go to yahoo.com and click on Local, and you can quickly and easily get the lay of the land.
How can you ever forget a guy jumping in your face, literally, in his underwear, singing,
I'm Naked Cowboy, coming to a town to eat you.
You'll never forget that. Never.
New Yahoo Local. Life is all around you. You just have to find it.
All right, let me try a little something on my guitar here. Yahoo. Now, to me, that sounds just like it.
Yahoo.
Life Engine.
Your host for a Peance, Friance future, it's Mike Malloy.
Yeah, it is indeed. 23 past the hour. All right, we're talking with Laura in Portland, Oregon. Let's go back to Laura. She's 13 years old. She was a Carrie volunteer, and you were about to tell us that you don't see any young people doing what you're doing. Is that what you're about to say?
Yeah, it was. That I know that so many, you know, young people, they just, I mean, it's just most voters just aren't politically aware. And I want to know, what can I do as a 13-year-old girl in, you know, a really conservative part of Portland, Oregon, to get people aware? Because, I mean, we are the future. We're the young generation. We're the ones who are going to be controlling the country in a few years. And, you know, I want people, you know, my peers and people older to, you know, be aware and be astute about politics. I have maybe one or two friends who are semi-politically aware. Mm-hmm. And so it's just, I don't know. I mean, what can I do? How can I help people, you know, learn more about this and, you know, be, you know, learn more stuff and just get so that they know what's going on in the world and they're not just listening to what their parents say?
Yeah. Well, you've got a problem here, Laura, and it's a problem that's been around for a long time, since before I was a kid, before my parents were kids, before my grandparents were, you know, it goes way back. And that is, teenagers usually are focused on other kinds of stuff. It's a very rare teenager, and you happen to be one of them, that can focus so thoroughly on something like political issues. It's the exception rather than the rule to find a teenager who can do that. Now, I think that the best way to get your peer group to pay attention to these important issues is to pretty much do what you're doing. Just keep talking as much as you can. Try to get a group together. You say you've got two friends. If those two friends are pretty solidly politically aware the way you are, if all three of you are like that, then, you know, maybe pick up a fourth person, maybe pick up a fifth person. You're going to have to do it one person at a time. You really are. There's an old saying, there are none so blind as those who will not see. Now, I don't think that necessarily applies to teenagers, though, especially, you know, you guys are right. You've just become teenagers. So I don't think a kid 13 or 14 or 15 is trying to be blind or stupid. It's just that they're not getting it from their parents. They're not getting it from media. They're not getting it from wherever, from the school teachers. The school teachers are terrified to talk politics to kids. I got to tell you, when I was 16, 17, somewhere around there, I was in high school, and it was during the Cuban Revolution. It was right after Fidel Castro overthrew Fulgencio Batista and became the dictator. Castro became the dictator of Cuba. Now, that'll give you a clue how old I am. But here's the point I'm trying to make. In our world history and government class, our instructor had us discuss the Cuban Revolution. Now, it turned out that at the time, Castro identified himself as an agrarian reformer. You know, he wanted to give the land back to the people. And then when he came to New York in 59 or 60, I forget, he, you know, identified to address the United Nations, he said, you know, I'm a communist. I'm a member of the Communist Party. Well, everybody went, you know, crazy with that because this is during the Cold War. And, you know, the only good communist was a dead communist. Trust me, that's the way it used to be. But the point I'm trying to make here, we had school teachers who would discuss these issues with us. Your teachers during class time, I'll bet you they don't dare bring up the legitimacy of our attack on Iraq or the terrible moves by the Bush administration to withdraw from the Kyoto Agreement or what, you know, whatever the issue is.
Yeah, they don't. I don't know.
And you know why they don't? You know why they don't? Because if the school board hears about it or some half-witted right-wing parent hears about it, there's going to be complaints filed and the teacher will either be reprimanded or lose his or her job. So the teachers stay away from that now. So you have to do it under the radar, obviously. I wouldn't go to your school teachers or your principals, your administration for any assistance on this. I would work strictly with kids your own age. Keep it below the radar. You are right. Eventually you and your people are going to take over. You're going to be the ones running the country. And I think you might as well learn now that you have to sometimes not be a stationary target. You got to be a moving target. You got to keep moving.
How do you mean?
Well, you can't make yourself so easily identifiable. By that I mean you can't go to your principal or your student, your counselor, and say, we want to establish a club or a discussion group. You have to do it on your own. And this is good practice, because you're 13. By the time, 20 years from now, by the time you're 33, unless things turn around, you may have to be doing this surreptitiously or in little clandestine groups or underground. I don't know if you've read anything about World War II, but the French underground and the Slavic underground.
Yeah.
Right, how people would resist the Nazis, but they had to do it at night in caves or safe houses in order to keep alive the idea of freedom and independence. You and your peer group, I'm sorry, Laura, may wind up the same way. The other thing you can do is keep listening to Air America, okay?
Of course, I would never stop.
Okay, thanks, Laura. I don't know if that helped or not, but I got to do a commercial break. Thanks for checking in. I hope to hear from you again, okay?
Okay, thank you for having me on.
You bet. You take care.
Teach your children well. Their fathers fell. It slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams. The one they fix, the one you know that.
Do you know where your children are on the Internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by Internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing Internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss. For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on Internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting Internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the Internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Okay, this is where we agreed to meet. But where's Jimmy with the tickets? Kickoff is in 15 minutes.
He said to call him when we get here, but I'm having trouble getting through.
Well, it's no wonder with those second-string signal bars of yours. Here, use my AT&T wireless phone.
Our best network ever is better than ever, covering more places you work and play across the U.S. Now when you sign up for the GSM America National Plan from AT&T Wireless, you can get 1,000 anytime minutes with no roaming or long-distance charges across the U.S., all for $39.99 a month. 1,000 anytime minutes. It's a great fall value on our best network ever.
Woo! Great reception.
Oh, man, I missed it.
On the play? No, on your phone.
Hurry in today to an AT&T wireless store or call 1-800-SWITCH-ME. How many bars do you have?
All from your applicable service area requires minimum one-year agreement, compatible GSM device, $36 activation, and $175 early termination fees OAC. Coverage includes own and roam areas, $1.75 monthly regulatory programs, fee and other charges and restrictions per line of line.
Losing this election was like watching a friend die. We held out hope till the very last, and maybe even beyond that. Standing in front of a mound of freshly turned earth, we are left to digest the reality that faces us. This is, to say the least, difficult. Many people are in denial, making vaporous arguments that Kerry would have won, if not for ballot fraud in Ohio. Others rationalize that the colossal fiscal and military blunders of his first term will constrain Bush's ability to bring us to even greater damnation. Some hide their fear and sadness behind laughter, a cute cartoon, or pictures of George juxtaposed with a monkey, or that red and blue map of America showing a wide swath of stupidity spreading out from the Mississippi River like a flu epidemic preying on creationists who chose Bibles over vaccines. Pay your respects at AskewedView.com.
Michael Moore says terrorism is not a threat. He insists our troops don't support the war. Moore claims Fahrenheit 9/11 is a documentary. It's not. It's a collection of fabrications, half-truths, and distortions. Get the real documentary. Fahrenheit 9/11 tells the truth about Moore's movie. It reveals how our troops really feel about the war on terror. Liberals won't show Fahrenheit 9/11 in movie theaters, but now you can order it on DVD exclusively at Overstock.com. Preview this explosive documentary at Fahrenheit911.com. That's FahrenheitNHYPE911.com. Then order your very own copy of Fahrenheit 9/11 at Overstock.com or by calling 1-800-THE-BIG-O. That's 1-800-THE-BIG-O. And discover what's at stake.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Maturity Report.
Here's what we have to do this time, though. We don't go to sleep. We don't wake up to the fact that 50,000 black people are disenfranchised in Florida because we see it in a documentary that Michael Moore puts out 3 years later. We have to be on top of this now. We have to maintain this intensity now. And we've got to carry this through. This is a project. This is a long-term project. And unless you want to be living in some type of Clockwork Orange type of world, this is what you're going to have to do.
The Maturity Report on Air America Radio.
Your host for a Pants, Brian's future, it's Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. Laura in Portland and any other kid that might be out there listening tonight, there is a website Linda told us about. She's the person who answers the phone for you. It's called liberalkids.org. It's made by and for kids between the ages of 11 and 17. And their mission statement says, "We are ready, willing, and able to affect the way our communities, friends, parents, relatives, and politicians lead because we are tomorrow's leaders." So check it out, Laura, and anybody else out there, liberalkids.org. We looked at it during the break. Looks like a pretty good site. Now, the other thing that we decided, we'll be talking about this next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, but I want to mention it tonight. Next Thursday night, for at least the first hour of the program, we're going to restrict the phone. We're going to take just bunches of phone calls, and it's going to be just kids under the 17 and under. You have to be either in high school or middle school to call the program next week on Thursday, and that'll be during the first hour. We'll see how it goes. So next Thursday. Beyond that, you know, a lot of kids have to go to bed, right? You know, you got so many kids get up to go to school at, what, 5:30, 6 in the morning now? So anyway, next Thursday, it's a week from tonight, the first hour at least, when you call in, you have to be between the ages of, you have to be 13, 14, 15, 16, or 17, all right? Between 13 and 17 inclusive. So Laura, tell your friends in Portland about it. And if you're listening to the program now, no matter how old you are and you know a teenager, let them know. But what we're going to look for is for kids to call in and just talk about what they think is good, what they think, what scares them, what they're happy about, what doesn't scare them, you know, that sort of thing. Okay? That'll be next Thursday. And we haven't done this in about 10 years. I think it was 10 years ago that I did this on WSB here in Atlanta. And the comments that we got from kids were just astounding. Maybe it was more than 10 years ago, Kathy. I think it was. I think it was more like about 15 years ago. So we're going to do it. What's interesting to me that any 15-year-old that called me that night is now 30. And I just wonder, how it all worked out. You know what I'm saying? Paul is calling from New Jersey. Paul, welcome to the program.
Hello?
Hey, Paul.
It's nice to speak to a fellow atheist.
Okay.
Last night I was listening to your program.
Yeah.
And I agree with everything you said about Bush's private army in Iraq.
Yeah.
And I know I don't have much use for them. I got the GI Bill out of the military, you know, to go to college.
Right.
But that's I have little use for the. That was a congressional thing. I have little use for. I think they have much too much power. The American Legion, the VFW, this and that.
Well, the GI Bill that was originally passed into law in the late 40s, you know, the Republicans fought against that every step of the way. You know why? There were 3 million American soldiers who were going to come out of the military after World War II, and the Republicans wanted all that cheap labor. And the Democrats pushed the GI Bill to help soldiers buy houses and go to school and get financing, and it made the economy just boom, you know, from the post-war economy going back to World War II. But Republicans fought the GI Bill every step of the way. Every single progressive thing this country has ever even considered, the Republicans, the conservatives have fought it and said, no, we don't want it, no.
No, I thought that was a great idea you had about the kids.
Yeah, the, next Thursday.
I heard when you had talked to that, what was it, Noah, the other night?
Yeah, Noah.
13-year-old. He was great. Laura was great. And I was thinking to myself, just before you said it, I said, well, he should have a program just having those teenage kids to call in. And then you announced you were going to do it.
Right. It's weird how that stuff works.
I used to be a teacher for about 35, 40 years.
Oh, really?
And you would have made a great teacher. Maybe you have. Have you ever been a teacher?
No, never have. I'd love to be a teacher. When they finally get sick of me in talk radio, maybe I'll switch over to that.
Could you tell me, is there somebody who's the head person at American Air America, like a president or something?
I have no idea. They haven't told me yet. Go to the website, airamericaradio.com. And you can click around in there, and you will see the structure.
Yeah, I don't have a computer. I wouldn't even know how to turn a computer on.
Oh, really?
No, I was going to tell you, the other night you had a 13-year-old, now you got a 72-year-old.
Wow. Yeah, it's just, I like
but
that.
I think your program is wasted this late. I don't know how are you on. How long are you on after midnight? And you end at midnight here.
I go to 1 o'clock in the morning, Paul.
Here in New Jersey, you end up at midnight.
Yeah, that's because you hear it on WLIB in New York, and they switch over to their local programming at midnight.
You know, having you on late at night, to me, it's like having Alex Rodriguez batting ninth for the Yankees.
I'll accept that. Paul, let me move on to another call. Thanks for checking in, pal.
Okay, Mike.
All right, sir. You have a nice evening. Have a nice evening. Appreciate it. Marie is calling from Kansas City, Missouri. Marie, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. I'm so glad I finally got a chance to talk to you.
Me too.
I have a problem with something, and it's the way the Democrats are reacting to, or actually not reacting, to the probable investigative process with regarding to the voter fraud.
I feel the same way.
What happened to Kerry? Did he fall off the face of the earth, or?
Well, I understand that Kerry may be working under the radar. That's the second time tonight I've used that phrase, but I hear reports that Kerry is as active as he can be at this phase of this recount, but in order to not be a target, I just said this to Laura, don't be a target, be a moving target. I think he's trying to be a moving target and not be so easily pounced on by right-wing media, which is all media. So I'm kind of encouraged that the reports I get that he is doing something, or his people are doing something to keep this going.
Okay, because I was starting to think that the Democrats were really odd, because right after the election, they were saying, well, we thought Kerry should have ran a better campaign, or maybe we should be moving more towards the right, to the conservative right, to get more elections or to get more votes the next election. And I'm like, wait a second. No,
yeah.
Don't do that.
I know.
I want the party to stay the way it is.
I know. Don't you just want to slap somebody's rear end when you hear that? We've got to move even more to the right. The Democratic Party now with the Democratic Leadership Conference is nothing more than junior Republicans. I wish that it would move back to being the party of liberals. And I maintain that it's going to continue, pardon the expression, here it comes, it's going to continue to get its ass kicked until it moves back to being the party of liberals and giving America a choice and articulating the message of liberalism, which is the only message that's ever done anything good for the middle class and the working class in this country. The only philosophy that's ever done any good.
I agree. And then I started wondering, what about the Kennedys? Aren't they supposed to be pretty powerful? And Clintons? I mean...
Clinton, you know, Bill and Hillary, their Democratic Leadership Conference, Hillary has moved so far to the so-called center. She's moved to the right. I like the 8 years under Clinton for the most part, but I've said it before. To me, Clinton was the best Republican president this country has ever had. And I'm not trying to be cute when I say that. Because most of his policies were Republican policies. That's why the Republicans hated him so much. He just didn't have this nasty, ugly, murderous, hypocritical streak to him. He was Bill Clinton. You know, he was what he was. And I think Hillary is basically the same thing, probably even a little bit more to the right. But as far as a Democratic Leadership Conference, Terry McAuliffe and that whole crew, I think it's apparent now, isn't it, that Clinton, we had 8 years under Clinton where we had peace for the most part and prosperity for the most part. The American public has said, well, we're not too sure about that when they handed the election to George W. Bush. Now, I realize that in 2000, the popular vote went to Gore, and I also realized that the electoral vote would have gone to Gore, too, had it not been for Florida. But the point I'm trying to make, they hadn't perfected the theft of an election yet in 2000, as they have now. So the vote was so close in 2000 that it allowed a renegade a state like Florida, under a renegade governor and a renegade secretary of state, to steal the election, and then a renegade five Supreme Court justices. So... I think the American public understands that if you want republicanism, then vote Republican. If you want liberalism, where? Where do you go? What's out there? Where do you go for it? So I think the Democratic Party has got to come back to what it is and what it should be, and that's the party of liberalism.
Well, I do hope that Kerry really is doing something, because I
hope
really
he is too.
Had good faith in him, and I really love your show. I think your voice is a great vessel for liberalism, and I just hope that everything goes well for us in the future.
Hey, thanks a lot. All right, take care, okay?
Okay, you too. Thanks.
All right, thanks thanks for checking in, Marie. Hey, happy birthday, Mose, wherever you are. Quick break, we'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy, Air America Radio.
Give a cheer, get your souvenir. People running round in circles, don't know what they're headed for. Everybody's quiet and peace on earth, just as soon as we win this war. Straight ahead, knock 'em dead.
If you're looking to save big this year on a high-quality steel structure from Allied Steel, call 877-99-STEEL. You still have time to add that much-needed workshop, retail, or church space before winter arrives. And our most popular sizes are priced for quick delivery. Get a 40x60 structure for under $18,000 or a 50x100 for under $32,000. Whatever size you need, Allied Steel will answer all of your questions and explain why our structures are the best and most affordable option. Call Allied Steel at 877-99-STEEL.
Air America fans, Muckraking Mother Jones magazine has a special offer just for you. Get a full year subscription for just $10 at our new website, readmojo.com. That's readmojo.com, where you'll get over 70% off the regular price. Subscribe today and fight back against four more years of corruption with our special reaction section, which shows you how to get involved with the issues featured in the magazine. Subscribe to Mother Jones today at readmojo.com.
Planet check.
President Bush signs into law a bill containing the first biodiesel tax incentive.
The incentive is a penny per percentage of biodiesel blended with petroleum diesel. So a gallon of B20, which is 20% biodiesel, would have a 20-cent credit.
That's Jenna Higgins, spokeswoman for the National Biodiesel Board.
The consumer will pay less for biodiesel than they would otherwise.
Biodiesel is a cleaner burning alternative fuel that can be made from vegetable oil.
Biodiesel is good for the planet because it reduces emissions significantly.
According to the Department of Energy, biodiesel is the fastest growing alternative fuel.
Those of us at the National Biodiesel Board are thrilled that biodiesel now has a tax incentive. This is going to send demand for biodiesel through the roof.
Fuel up at biodiesel.org. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at cliffbar.com.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who have reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-448-6600 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save 15% on select styles. With Sears cabinet refacing, your kitchen can look brand new again in about 4 to 6 days. You'll choose from hundreds of decorator styles. Products and services are provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-448-6600 and save 15% on select styles. Offer ends November 30th. Not available in all areas. Ask consultant for offer details and written warranty. Call now for cabinet refacing from Sears. 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
Hey, big guy. We won't tell anyone. When the pressure has you down and you need a libido booster to catch up to what the brain really desires, there's nothing wrong with getting a little help. Best part is, we won't tell a soul. Go to www.instanttabs.com and order your Instant Tabs. Soft tabs made with crushed Viagra for fast-acting, proven results. That's right. Crushed Viagra in soft tab form to get libido-boosting help in 15 to 20 minutes. InstantTabs.com provides a 3 to 5-minute confidential phone consultation where you can be approved by a licensed physician and have your soft tabs, Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra sent right to your home or office. For more info, go to InstantTabs.com now or call 800-640-7032. 800-640-7032. You can enjoy spontaneous, intimate moments with your partner, and she'll never know where you got your newfound stud status. Don't wait. Call now. 800-640-7032. Live life to the fullest with fast-acting Instant Tabs at InstantTabs.com or 800-640-7032. Get a boost for your libido today. 800-640-7032.
Proof that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
All right, coming up next hour, we're going to talk a bit about Gonzalez, Alberto Gonzalez, who Bush has nominated, you might as well call it an appointment, to be the new attorney general to take the place of the Crisco kid, who is retiring because he? I have a feeling his health problems are such that he's going to have to prepare himself for his own personal rapture that is going to happen fairly soon. That's just my impression. I could be wrong on that. But that's next hour. We're at 866-303-2270. Herbert is calling from Mississippi. Herbert, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. I just wanted to thank you personally. I am a disabled Vietnam-era veteran, and I served in two branches of the military, Air Force and Navy. And I wanted to thank you for your comments about that. I used to call him a deserter. I'm going to call him what he really is, that traitor to America, George Bush, laying that wreath down. That offends me every year, and then that afternoon he cut some of our benefits. You know,
yeah, I know
this guy is a clown.
Yeah, he is.
I hate him with a purple passion because he has betrayed the United States. This is not the country that I served. This is not my country. My country is a country that cares about people.
Mm-hmm.
My country is a country that believes in freedoms, that believes in justice and the right for a person to pursue happiness.
Yes, sir.
And you do not have it under this traitor.
I hear you, Herbert.
And I don't know, Mike, you are such a wonderful voice for people like me. I can't get out of my house very much. Election day, I went out and voted, and that's the first time I've been out in weeks.
Oh, my goodness.
I stay online because I have so many problems from my service-connected injury.
Mm.
And yet every year, it seems like I get to the point where I say, damn, I wish I hadn't served. And that bothers me.
Yeah.
Because I do love my country.
Yes, sir.
And when you have a clown sending troops to their death in Vietnam and you want to cover it up, that is immoral.
That's right.
The Republicans can talk all they want to about morality, but that is immoral and it's ungodly.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care what George Bush says.
I hear you.
And you, Mike, you keep your stuff up, man, because you are an American, and you're one of those that I fought to give the right to, and you're doing what you're supposed to do.
Well, Herbert, it's an honor to have you call this program. I appreciate you taking time to call in. You're welcome here anytime, sir.
Well, sir, thank you, and I really support you and Randy and Air America. Y'all are a godsend.
Thanks, Herbert.
Thank you, Herbert.
You take care. Oh, Herbert, break my heart, man. See, I hate that. There's a guy who served in two branches of the military, and he has to sit back and watch benefits being cut over and over and over again. I've said it on this program before. I acknowledge that the United States military and all its various permutations and over the history of this country has been misused. Yeah, on many occasions, General Smedley Butler, two-time winner of the Congressional Medal of Honor, the only man to win twice. Y'all are familiar with it. Do a Google on Smedley Butler if you don't know what I'm talking about. And he wrote about how the Marine Corps had been misused by the capitalists, the corporatists in Central America. But aside from that, the honor and the traditions of serving in the United States military I've made it very clear how I feel about that, and how much people who disrespect the military, either in word, deed, or action, like Herbert said, you have a president who, in the first place, treated his military obligation the way Bush treated it. And I'm not saying that people in Vietnam era who ducked into the National Guard or reserve unit, there were thousands and thousands of American men who did that. Okay, that's fine. But Bush didn't even respect that. And then to order people into combat, I said on this program, what was it, Kathy, 2 years ago, that as long as we are going to maintain a standing army, a standing military, as long as we are going to use war as a means to settle disagreements, then I firmly believe that any president of the United States should be a veteran and should be a combat veteran. Now, I took a lot of flack for making that statement, but damn it, what are you going to do? How are you going to have somebody who commits troops, who sends 19-year-olds to kill or be killed, if that man who's doing the ordering has not served in the theater of war himself and understands what war really is? Because, you know, when you sign up, it's all gung-ho and kick-ass and let's go beat up the bad guys. And when you get into it and find out that it's puke and blood and excrement and corpses and blown-off arms and faces blown away and dead bodies and dead civilians, and your mind goes, and you come back to the United States looking for some way to exist, and it doesn't happen for you, then you understand what war is all about. As long as we have a military, as long as we decide that war is an option, as a society, then it seems to me that the leader, the executive branch should be a combat veteran. Now, the check and balance on him, you know, if he's a gung-ho warrior who just wants to go shoot people up, we've got a Congress. We used to have a Congress. We used to have a Senate. We used to have a House of Representatives that was independent of the executive branch. And we used to have... screw it. All right, quick break here. We'll be back. Stay with us. You're on hold. We'll get your calls. And also, I want to dump this Alberto Gonzalez story into the mix here, okay? Herbert, I salute you, dude. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Losing weight is never easy, but now there's a brand new diet, the SlimFast Optima Diet. It provides a precise nutritional balance, so calories work harder. Mix and match more of your favorite foods with new, great-tasting Optima muffin bars and smoothies to help you stay satisfied. Losing weight takes willpower, but you can do it with the new SlimFast Optima Diet. Visit SlimFast.com for free personalized advice.
So, I keep hearing it's all about the O. Well, I wanted to find out for myself, so I went to Overstock.com. And I found this big-screen TV for 60% below retail. I got the perfect set of golf clubs, a tent. I even found diamond earrings for the wife. Every item was 50% or more below retail, and my order was shipped to my door for $2.95. Man, I can buy DVDs, books, CDs, most priced below Amazon. Who knew shopping could be so easy? Discover how it is all about the O. Overstock.com.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York, the flagship station of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. The late Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat received full military honors Thursday as his coffin arrived at an airport in Cairo, Egypt. His coffin draped with the Palestinian flag was carried on the shoulders of an honor guard to a waiting hearse. His wife Suha had tears in her eyes during the ceremony. Arafat's coffin arrived from France. The 75-year-old leader died at a French hospital while being treated for a mysterious illness. Arafat's military funeral is scheduled to take place in Egypt later today. After the funeral, he will be moved to the West Bank city of Ramallah for burial on Saturday. Former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is speaking out about Arafat's death. Netanyahu says a new hope has emerged for peace in the Middle East now that Arafat has died.
As long as Arafat was there, there was no hope of anyone moderate, anyone seeking peace to emerge. The fact that he's gone at least creates that opportunity. We'll have to test and see if that happens.
Netanyahu, now Israel's finance minister, says peace negotiations with Israel always failed because Arafat wanted to wipe Israel off the map. The U.S. military estimates 600 insurgents have been killed in the offensive in Fallujah. Major General Richard Natansky, commander of the 1st Marine Division in Fallujah, described what was found in areas believed to have been hostage slaughterhouses.
There were two thin mattresses and straw mats
covered in blood. There was a computer and many computer disks found inside the room. There was also a wheelchair, which we believed was used to move the prisoners around. We believed they were bound and moved around the complex.
U.S. and Iraqi troops came across those hostage houses in the northern Jolan district of Fallujah. Oil prices have dropped again. U.S. light crude closed the day down $1.44 to $47.42 a barrel. This week's Metro Source Price at the Pump survey shows the national average for regular unleaded dropped 4 cents to $1.99 a gallon. Among the very few World War I veterans still alive is Reuben Law. He joined the Army after graduating from high school in Minneapolis and headed to France in 1918. Reuben's son David says one of his father's jobs while overseas was to drive an ambulance.
He said that, you know, they'd have a battle with the Germans, and he said that it'd take 3 or 4 days to go up and pick all the dead and wounded up and bring them back to the hospital, which he was assigned to. And he looks at the wars today, and he said, I just don't understand why people don't learn.
Reuben Law is now 106 years old. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
For just 45 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home or office every business day. That's just 45 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. Every business day, the Wall Street Journal delivers the top news from every market, industry, and corner of the globe. But because life isn't just business, the Journal's innovative personal journal section translates today's news into the useful information you need to save time and money. From scoring travel discounts to better banking deals, Personal Journal provides practical guidance you can use. Call now and take advantage of the Journal's special introductory offer. Save 55% off the Journal's newsstand price when you order an 8-week subscription for just 45 cents a day. This offer is available for a limited time to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Don't miss out. Call 800-889-1001. That's 800-889-1001 for the Wall Street Journal.
If you have tax debt, you need to know that IRS has beefed up collection to record levels. But also know this, your problems can be solved and your debt can be settled. And there's no person in this country better equipped to help you than Dan Pilla.
Hi, this is Dan Pilla. If you have a tax debt, you need to know that in the last year, tax liens have increased by 148%, bank and wage levies are up a whopping 306%, and property seizures increased an incredible 316%. Now is the time to get your tax problem solved, and my Tax Freedom Institute can help. I can show you how to stop collection action and get this problem behind you once and for all. Call for your free consultation. And if you have a state tax debt, I can help there too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX and make sure you look for my brand new book, The IRS Problem Solver, available in bookstores everywhere.
If you have an IRS debt, now is definitely the time to act. Dan Pilla has helped tens of thousands of people and he can help you. Call today, 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Al Franken. On the next Al Franken show, should women be allowed to vote? What about blacks? It's all for grabs, folks, as George Bush uses his unprecedented mandate to take the country forward. Joe Connexon will be here, and he thinks that women and blacks should be allowed to vote. That's the kind of fearless avant-garde opinion you'll hear only here on the Al Franken show on Air America Radio.
And I decided that we're really not to blame.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. Let me get to this Gonzalez thing here real quick, and then we're going to go back to your calls. As you know, the Crisco kid, this Ashcroft, who... what can I say about Ashcroft? In his handwritten letter to Bush when he resigned, Ashcroft said, quote, "The objective of securing the safety of Americans from crime and terror has been achieved," end quote. Oh, really? I thought if... what is it? Because the Bush moron is going to serve another 4 years? Weren't we just told right before the election that there were all sorts of terrorist threats that were about to fall on this country if we even considered Kerry? What the hell is... Well, come on. Don't treat this stuff like it's real, Mike. In Maureen Dowd's column this morning, she says, "The administration lowered the terror threat in New York and Washington yesterday, and the Capitol Hill police were dismantling the elaborate security checkpoints they had put on streets around the Capitol to thwart would-be bombers. Mission accomplished. Tell those wolves to scat and let that eagle soar, baby." You right-wingers that lurk around this program, you Republicans, how can you get up in the morning and look in the mirror without just retching and vomiting all over the mirror, huh? How can you do it? You lying bastards, all of you. All of you. And you suck into these lies like suckerfish. You know what a suckerfish is? Nah, how in the hell would you know? But that's what you do. That's what you do. Why bother even talking to him? So here's Alberto Gonzalez, torture guy. He's the one that wrote the famous memo defending torture. Huh? As Dowd points out, who blithely threw off 75 years of international law and set the stage for the grotesque abuses at Abu Ghraib and dubious detentions at Guantanamo. So, it was Gonzalez who said that the Geneva Conventions and the U.S. Constitution are quaint and obsolete. Now, you know what tickles me? I heard this. Where did I hear this? Where did I hear this? Was it on NPR today? Some Right to Life group says no to Gonzalez because at one time he, as a Texas Supreme Court justice, he ruled that a teenager could get an abortion without without notifying her parents or something. Look, you right-wing jackasses, at least Gonzalez is consistent. He's willing to kill anything and everything. Innocent people on death row. Gonzalez suggested to Bush many times, go ahead, sign the death warrant. This bastard's guilty. Execute him. When there was enough proof, enough evidence put out by attorneys, a lot of whom were working pro bono, that a certain person due to be executed was in fact innocent. Gonzalez is a killer. An absolute murderer, just like George W. Bush. So, you know, these anti-abortion groups, go screw yourselves, okay? You're getting a guy who believes the way you do, pro-death. But he's pro-death all the way, unlike you hypocrites on the right wing. Well, save the baby fetuses! But kill everybody else. Damn you people. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? Huh? Have I? Well, I just did. So there's Gonzalez. He is consistent. Kill everybody. Kill everything. Have you noticed how many people who are pro-death are in the Bush administration? And Bush gets out there and says he wants to, what do you call it? Kathy, not pro-life administration, but what was it? What was the term he used? I forget. But it translates into life-affirming or whatever. Life-affirming my foot. These people embrace death as long as it's somebody else's, not their own. Oh no! Oh God no! Oh God no! Other people's deaths. Gonzalez approved a memo authorizing torture in August 2002. Justice Department memo. The memo included the opinion that laws prohibiting torture, quote, do not apply to the president's detention and interrogation of enemy combatants, end quote. That's Gonzalez. Further, this was the memo that put forth the opinion that the pain caused by an interrogation must include injuries such as death, organ failure, or serious impairment of body functions in order to constitute torture. Think about that. That's what Gonzalez said. Well, it's not really torture if it doesn't include death, organ failure, or serious impairment of body functions. And this guy's going to be the Attorney General. He believes many Geneva Convention provisions are obsolete. January 25th, 2002, memo written by Alberto Gonzalez said, quote, "The war against terrorism is a new kind of war, and this new paradigm renders obsolete Geneva's strict limitations on questioning of enemy prisoners and renders quaint some of its provisions." So what happened? Since we have an intelligence community that couldn't find his ass with both hands, we arrested hundreds, thousands of people. Oh, well, they're enemy combatants. Now let's torture them. But wait a second. Did they do anything? Immaterial. Immaterial. Doesn't matter. How many convictions have we gotten? How many terrorists have been caught in America, caught in Afghanistan, caught in Pakistan, and brought to our prisons, our gulags? How many? And now a federal judge has said, no, you're not going to have military tribunals. This still is America. This still is the United States. We still have a constitution. We still have a Bill of Rights. But Alberto Gonzalez is going to make sure that nonsense stops. Now, you think Ashcroft was bad? Ashcroft was a joke. Ashcroft was a religious fanatic joke. Alberto Gonzalez is a first-class killer. Alberto Gonzalez is not going to be restricted by any of these crappy religious restrictions. He's a killer. Gonzalez, in the same memo, January 25th, 02, says he's aware of the risk that ignoring the Geneva Conventions could create for the military. One concern expressed is that failing to apply the Geneva Conventions, quote, could undermine U.S. military culture, which emphasizes maintaining the highest standards of conduct in combat, and could introduce an element of uncertainty in the status of adversaries, close quote, which is what happened at Abu Ghraib. By lifting his leg and urinating all over not just the Constitution, but the international law that's found in the Geneva Conventions, what Gonzalez is saying is when our soldiers are captured, as they surely will be in these various wars that these psychopaths have planned for us, that our soldiers then will no longer be protected by the Geneva Conventions. They can have their fingers cut off. They can have their eyes gouged out. They can have sharp instruments rammed up their rectums. They can be tortured. This is what Gonzalez is doing. This is what he's doing. And he's going to be the United States Attorney General. How about that? And this half-witted, dumb cluck group of anti-abortion, we don't want him. You know, if Mr. Bush were being true to his pro-life stance, he wouldn't have nominated Mr. Gonzalez, because you know what? He said a teenager in Texas could get an abortion. And that's not, you know, pro-life. But as far as this other stuff, what do these right-wingers say? Kill them. Kill them all. Make the pile of bodies as high as you can. And when the pile of bodies is high enough, Christ will step out of the clouds and be overjoyed that his subjects here on earth have murdered so many people and put so much blood on the planet. And then he will come back and murder the Jews, and murder the Muslims, and murder most of the Christians. God. Gonzalez blocks information from Congress. Historically, senators have been allowed to review some memoranda by stuff written by judicial nominees. But in a letter about nominee Miguel Estrada, Gonzalez told the Democrats that the administration would not produce anything that Estrada had written because to do so would chill free expression among administration lawyers and violate the principle of executive privilege. So you senators, kiss his butt. Just confirm who we send to you. Don't you understand? This is the age of Bush. Oh, my God, you're not going to play the Ashcroft music. She is, isn't she? Oh, God. All right, Gonzalez, we're going to pick this up after the break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. Toys and stuff that fucks can't buy. They got boom boxes blasting.
Big bass boats and cast in more new tricks and truck than you and I could ever hope to try.
Quack, 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 quack.
If you're looking to save big this year on a high-quality steel structure from Allied Steel, call 877-99-STEEL. You still have time to add that much-needed workshop, retail, or church space before winter arrives. And our most popular sizes are priced for quick delivery. Get a 40x60 structure for under $18,000 or a 50x100 for under $32,000. Whatever size you need, Allied Steel will answer all of your questions and explain why our structures are the best and most affordable option. Call Allied Steel at 877-99-STEEL.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Federal college loan rates are currently lower than they have ever been, which means by refinancing now, you could cut your monthly student loan payment by up to 50%. By calling 1-800-2-COLLEGE, you'll quickly be connected to College Loan Corporation. We will answer your questions, help you lower your payments, and secure a rate as low as 2.63%. It's easy, it's free, and so far, over 300,000 people have called. 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
Head driving to Valero, gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with the 4 minutes gas. Head driving to Valero,
vroom, vroom, vroom.
Make a turn for the better.
Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Head driving to Valero for all the vroom you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero, value, variety, vroom.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Attention smokers, find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next 2 cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
This is your 30-second Vanguard Insight on expense ratios. When comparing mutual fund expense ratios, the smaller the number, the more money you keep. Ratios that start with whole numbers? Not good. If you see a decimal point first and then the numbers? Better. Expense ratio too high? Call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at Vanguard.com.
Call for prospectus for more information. Read and consider it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Would you like to lose those extra pounds? CarboBlocker is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you results. We're so confident that CarboBlocker works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of CarboBlocker and fit back into your favorite jeans again. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434.
Hey, Truth Seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
22 past the hour. All right, very quickly, before we go to your phone calls about this Gonzalez mess, a couple of emails that came in. This is from Tom in Ann Arbor. Mike, just a quick observation for you. Now with Porter Goss as the director of CIA and Alberto Gonzalez as the attorney general, how long do you think it'll be before we hear that the CIA, FBI, and Department of Justice have decided that the investigation into who leaked Valerie Plame's identity to Robert Novak is dropped, since it's, you know, inconclusive and all? I say it will be announced very quietly the Friday after Thanksgiving, or maybe no later than the Friday before Christmas. Do you think the odds makers in Vegas will offer me any action on this bet? Nah, neither did I. Yeah, you're right. You're right. From Blue Lady. Mike, please tell that veteran in Mississippi, Herbert, who called in, I thank him from the bottom of my heart for his sacrifice to our nation and for me. My father, Bill, was a vet who landed on Omaha Beach. He was forward demolition, very brave. He said the same thing that Herbert said. He said, quote, I didn't fight in that war so a traitor like George Bush could drive our nation into the drink. I don't want to live to see another war. This guy is stacking the deck for World War III. I don't want to live to see that, end quote. I swear, my father died the next day in his easy chair, after happily eating his afternoon meal, listening to music on his radio, and having just talked to me on the telephone for an hour. I hate Bush for killing my dad. I hate Bush for killing my nation. I hate Bush. From a Virginia school teacher, Mike, after I'm listening to your discussion about what teachers teach, I've taught government for 32 years. I live in a highly Republican part of Virginia. I have never not taught kids about current events, including the right-wing takeover of our country. I've had problems at times with parents, but I've met them head-on. Of course, experience and a few state awards helped to establish some gravitas in this arena. I abhor teachers who cower and do not teach the reality of this country, but I can take pride in the fact that I know there's at least one. Well, bless you, Shenandoah Valley, Virginia teacher. I mean, that's great, and obviously I wasn't referring to you, and I hope you continue. But, you're a dying breed. I'm sorry. You've been teaching for 32 years. That's the giveaway right there. You started teaching in, 70, what would that be, Kathy, 72? You could still teach back then. Hi, Mike. I'm a Vietnam vet living in southwest Missouri. There are vehicles everywhere that have the yellow ribbon support our troops sticker accompanied by Bush Cheney stickers. God, these people make me sick. They don't have a clue what Bush has done to the veterans, past and present. Support our troops, my ass. These morons are not worthy of the sacrifice that our troops and their families are enduring. Goethe, the 19th century philosopher, said, nothing is more terrible than ignorance in action. Yeah. And one of our listeners, the expression I was looking for, Bush says, we want to promote the culture of life. One more here, and then to your calls. Because it is this is from Darren in North Carolina. Because it is Veterans Day and you're discussing veterans tonight, I'd like to talk about something that just came to my attention tonight. My grandfather, who served in the Navy, received a packet of forms today inquiring about his duties in the Marshall Islands in 1945 and 46. Apparently, they were conducting atomic tests in the area and placing Navy ships nearby to research how close a boat could be from an atomic blast and still be safe for the soldiers. After researching this for him, I discovered more troubling facts than I ever dreamed. His reason for asking me to look this up was so he could possibly get a discount on eyeglasses and dental work from the VA. He has had two cancers that may have been caused by this nuclear testing, and all he wants is cheaper eyeglasses. Oh, God. Okay, some of the mail. All right. Joseph is calling from Nevada. Joseph, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey, Joseph.
Hi there. Actually, I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Oh, Los Angeles?
Yeah, I went to work in the Nevada campaign for the Kerry campaign.
Oh, okay. From L.A. then. All right, Joseph from L.A. Yes, sir. Let her rip.
Hey there. First of all, God bless you. I love your range, dude. Oh, my God. Excuse me if I say dude a lot. I'm from L.A., so.
That's all right, man.
But anyways, yeah, Alberto Gonzalez, I mean, I'm a Mexican-American. I could just, please forgive us. I'm so embarrassed about this guy.
Oh, no, you can't. No, wait a minute. Let me, Joseph, let me stop you right there. You can't do that. I don't go around apologizing for all Anglos or Northern Europeans. If I did, I couldn't do anything in this lifetime or the next 20. So, no, it's not. There's no such thing as collective guilt. Don't worry about it.
I'm going to the same website you're looking at, and there's just nothing good in this guy. I mean, he is just evil. I mean, it's evil in another form. You know, at some point, you got to realize that eventually, if you really look at all these people, it's all Karl Rove. I mean, so much of this is Rove behind this. I mean, the people they select are for that.
Yeah.
I mean, they select him through Rove. I mean, Rove is just, he's just an evil genius that freaks me out. But anyways, I was telling you, screener, about something that happened when I went to Vegas to work. I was driving around Vegas, and I don't know if the Democrats are screening or monitor some of the Republican commercials that they run, but in Spanish-language station out there, they're running a commercial that flat out was saying that Kerry supports abortion rights because he wants to limit or reduce the Hispanic population.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God.
Like there's nobody monitoring this. I can't imagine anyone would be monitoring this stuff. I know.
Well, apparently they're not. Apparently they're not. There's nothing. There's no depth into the slime that Republicans won't go. Trust me. Joseph, I got to leave it there. Thank you, pal.
Wait, can I say one thing real quick?
Oh, you got 10 seconds.
Okay. 16. I just want to remember the number 16. It's been 16 years since the Republicans won the popular vote.
Okay, there you go. 10 seconds is up. Thanks, man. Call me again.
Who is it?
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza man.
Hey, you're not the pizza man. You're the cable guy again.
Price patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Presidential candidate.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice cream man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a four-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Don't let the cable shark raise your rates. Switch to DirecTV today.
New customers only. Annual programming commitment required.
Call American Satellite at 1-800-264-0071. That's 1-800-264-0071. Ask how you can get 3 free months of HBO and Cinemax. Call 1-800-264-0071.
At $4.99 a month for second and each of Destiny receipt. Offer ends 2-28-05. Call now.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please come up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Are you losing your hair? Is that bald spot getting bigger? Is your hair looking thinner? Why aren't you using Avacor,
the hair growth treatment that has helped thousands of people just like you regrow their hair.
I am 39 years old. I've been slowly balding over the last 10 years. Thanks to Avacor, my hair is coming back and I couldn't be more excited.
The best product that I've tried.
Avacor is the product of the 21st century.
If you're losing your hair and haven't tried Avacor yet, how about a free month supply? We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Avacor is proven to successfully stop hair loss and regrow hair.
Call 800-662-8168 for your risk-free trial of Avacor. Call now, 800-662-8168. That's 800-662-8168. And remember, all of today's orders will receive an additional month's supply of Avacor absolutely free. Call 800-662-8168.
We've all been there, at the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness when finally there's a voice.
Next.
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
Hey, sweetie, it's me. You're not going to believe this. I'm still here. Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
I call it the pachyderm limbo. How low can this elephant go?
Everyone's calling Air America Radio.
The greedy, selfish, self-oriented do anything to win and put that lying Bush administration in office. They didn't even know that he was a college cheerleader.
866-303-AAR0. Call and let it rip.
These Republicans have triggered such an asthma attack in my body. I cannot breathe.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
A little more on Gonzalez here. Another thing he did back in 1996, he kept Bush out of going to do jury duty in order to keep his drunk driving record a secret. In 1996, his counsel to Governor Bush, Gonzalez helped him get excused from jury duty, quote, a situation that could have required the governor to disclose his then-secret 1976 conviction for drunken driving in Maine. And Gonzalez argued that if Bush served on the jury, he could not, as governor, be able to pardon the defendant in the future. How many people did Bush pardon? Huh? Yeah, okay. And Gonzalez does Enron's bidding. Now, here's the main reason. You know, we've been wondering, haven't we? Why is Martha Stewart in prison and Ken Lay is still sticking his middle finger up the hiney of most of America, right? Ken Lay knows. Hey, Kenny boy, what's up? Don't worry, dude. We'll keep you off the hook. Wait till I get Alberto. We'll get the Justice Department to postpone. I'll get the Crisco kid to postpone a little bit, and eventually we'll get Alberto in here. As an elected member of the Supreme Court, Enron and Enron's law firm were Gonzalez's biggest contributors. Overall, Gonzalez raked in $100,000 from the energy industry, about half of that from Enron. In May 2000, Gonzalez was author of a state Supreme Court opinion that handed the energy industry one of its biggest Texas legal victories in recent history. Since Bush brought him to the White House, Gonzalez, according to New York Daily News, has worked doggedly to keep secret the details of Energy Task Force meetings held by Dick Cheney. This is an Enron whore. And he's going to be the new attorney general. What do you suppose is going to happen to Ken Lay? Huh? Kenny boy. That's right. Now, Bunny Pants, when he nominated Gonzalez the other day to replace the Crisco kid, this is on Wednesday, yesterday, he graduated from Harvard Law School in 82. Gonzalez then went to work for the Houston-based law firm Vinson and Elkins, which long represented the energy company Enron, like I just said. As a state court judge, Gonzalez received campaign contributions from Enron. Eh? This would be the fifth time Bush has appointed Gonzalez to public office. Guess he can't find another qualified Tejano. See?
A decade ago, when I was elected governor of Texas, I asked Al to be my general counsel. He went on to distinguished service as Texas's Secretary of State and as a justice of the Texas Supreme Court. Since I arrived in Washington 4 years ago, he has served with skill and integrity in the White House as counsel to the president.
Yeah, he sure has. He's told you that you're the imperial leader. Geneva Convention, you can urinate all over it. International law, treaties, enemy combatants, ooh, that's a great term. Constitutional protections. Yeah, he served with integrity, Bunny Pants. Now, as you listen to this next one, remember Gonzalez advised W how to avoid being tried for war crimes, how to legally sidestep the torture provisions in the Geneva Convention. Nice guy.
His sharp intellect and sound judgment have helped shape our policies in the war on terror. Policies designed to protect the security of all Americans while protecting the rights of all Americans.
Oh, absolutely.
As the top legal official on the White House staff,
quack, quack,
he has led a superb team of lawyers,
quack, quack,
and has upheld the highest standards of government ethics.
The highest standards of government ethics. There you have it, truth seekers. Now, if you think the Democrats are going to stop this, oh, forget it. Forget it. The Democrats could stop it. But the Democrats in the United States Senate are not going to do anything except roll over once again.
Well, you know, we don't want to be obstructionists, Mike. You know, you people in talk radio, especially on that liberal Air America, you can sit back and say anything you want to, but we're out here in the trenches, Mike, you know? And we're doing everything we can to make sure that really? Yeah, but it's a mini guy.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. Gibberish. Well, we all know, I think at this point we know what's going to happen to the Democratic Party. It is history. In its present configuration, it's over. It's finished. It's done. They have had three massive, massive ass-kickings in a row. And regardless of who really won in 2000, which was Al Gore, it doesn't make any difference. Al Gore didn't go to the White House. Bunny Pants did. And in 2002, wipeout. 2004, tidal wave. The Democratic Party, as presently constituted, is dead. There's nothing there. And pretty soon, since it is dead, it's going to start to stink. And I'm just hoping that we liberals can bury this corpse and move on and reestablish the Democratic Party. And like I said the other night, I won't live to see it because we're talking 30, 40 years. I'm not going to be alive 30 or 40 years from now. Are you? But we know what we have to do, right? Gonzalez and Porter Goss. Oh, my God. Chuck is calling from North Carolina. Chuck, welcome to the program.
Mike. So
Chuck.
Good to talk to you.
My pleasure, sir.
Okay, I just got a couple questions and a comment about Torture Guy. I think that that name, which I picked up earlier on the station, is really, really important because it seems to me this Attorney General business is just a way station on the road to the Supreme Court. And I accept the judgment of my betters in Washington that they're not going to try to stop him as Attorney General. But maybe there's a chance when it comes to the Supreme Court, because what is it going to say to the rest of the world that we have this guy who ratified and laid down the rationale for torture going to our Supreme Court? It's just like awful. I got one other question to ask you quick, which is a little unrelated, but I can't pass it by. I want to know about the music for your opening of your first 2 hours. It's fabulous stuff. I listen for it every night. I want to know what it is.
It's Pink Floyd music. It's the first one is Run Like Hell. The second one is Wish You Were Here. But it's Pink Floyd music done by, it's a symphonic arrangement. It's done by the Royal Philharmonic. And you can buy it. Hell, you can go to Best Buy. And go to the record section, or don't go to Best Buy. Go to your local record store that's run by an independent businessman. Whatever. If you really want the music, it's Pink Floyd, symphonic arrangements.
Right.
And it's called an Orchestral Maneuvering.
Orchestral Maneuvering.
Yeah, it's Pink Floyd music, but it's done by the Royal Philharmonic, which I believe is a UK-based. Orchestra, London-based orchestra.
All right. Well, enough of such fun things. Back to Torture Guy.
Yeah. Now, what did you say about Torture Guy?
The thing about Torture Guy is, I think his Attorney General business is just a way station.
Oh yeah,
Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court is where the real battle is going to be. What can we think out loud with me about what we can do now, not expecting to stop him and exhaust ourselves in that battle, but to lay the groundwork for making the tougher for him to get into the Supreme Court in a few years or
Chuck,
a few months.
I wish I had an answer for you, but I don't. First of all, your premise or supposition that it would be too embarrassing for the Bush crime family to nominate somebody like Gonzalez to the Supreme Court because of his stand on international law. This administration does not play with the idea of embarrassment. They do whatever they want to because we are the ass kicker. We are the huge monster. The rest of the world kisses our feet or other body parts. So
I'm sure that they're not too embarrassed to nominate the guy, but I think the fight to try to keep him off the court is what's going to be the really
who's going to fight. Who's going to fight?
Well, the spineless crats.
They're not.
Call me a dreamer, okay?
Yeah, you're a dreamer. You're a dreamer, Chuck, but I love dreamers. All right,
well,
listen.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Chuck. I appreciate your call. Thanks for checking in. No, you know, I understand what Chuck is saying. If the Democratic Party still had some spine, some backbone, still believed in what it was 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years ago, useless neo-Nazis like Gonzalez wouldn't even get nominated for anything. Because the person doing the nominating would understand, no, the Democratic Party would never let this neo-Nazi ascend to the power vested in the Attorney General or a United States Supreme Court justice. No, but Bush and Cheney and Rove, they understand. I'm sorry, I know it's my Democratic Party. No, it's not. My Democratic Party is liberal. This Democratic Party is Bush Light, and I hate that. I just hate it. So who? You know, I know a lot of you who listen to this program, you just hate it when I bust up on Democrats. You just hate it. Like, Mike, there's already enough problem. Don't bust up on the Democrats. Screw them, okay? If you want to send me an email, you tell me, Truth Seeker, Democrat, who is going to resist the nomination of Gonzalez for either Attorney General or Supreme Court Justice? Who is going to resist any nominee by Bush? He could nominate Adolf Hitler's younger brother, and the Democrats would allow him to be confirmed.
This year, you are going to quit smoking. Whether you've said it for years or you're trying for the very first time, there's a revolutionary new system that's guaranteed to help you succeed or your money back. SmokeRx has a 95% success rate, so we guarantee that you'll be completely smoke-free and cravings-free in as little as 1 week. Unlike gums or patches, SmokeRx is a complete system that includes natural herbs to curb your cravings safely without nicotine. Best of all, SmokeRx starts to work immediately. Come on, aren't you willing to give yourself 1 week to quit? We're so confident that SmokeRx will work for you that we're giving away a free month supply with all of today's orders. Whether you're doing it for yourself or for the ones you love, SmokeRx is the fast, guaranteed answer. In as little as 1 week, you'll kick the habit for good or your money back. Call now to receive a free month supply with your order.
To order risk-free, call 1-800-305-2704. That's 1-800-305-2704. Call 1-800-305-2704 now.
Okay, people, what do we have?
Doesn't look good. Patient is male, 28 years old, trying to get a loan for a new car.
They're checking his credit now.
What's the status?
Looks like he's got some credit problems.
Late payments?
Yes, doctor.
Too many credit cards?
Affirmative.
I've got 6 credit cards and rising. Make that 7.
I've seen this before. What's his credit score?
No response.
What?
He doesn't know, doctor.
Well, he went for a loan without knowing his credit score?
We're losing the loan.
Why didn't he use Score Power from Equifax?
Clear.
How many people do we have to lose?
How's your financial health? Find out with Score Power from Equifax. You'll get your credit report, credit score, and you'll learn how your credit decisions can affect your score. All for just $14.95. It's the first step toward healthy credit. So check out Score Power at Equifax.com or call 1-877-4-EQUIFAX. That's EQUIFAX. Equifax.
Doctor, come quick. There's a woman trying to buy a house without her credit score.
It's an epidemic. Run away.
Get the power. Score Power at Equifax.com.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't want George W. Bush to become the president.
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between 4 drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
And now, a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
Soothing bedtime lullaby. All right. Some other people are involved in this program tonight. They get as much blame as I did. The program, or I do, program engineered by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac in New York City. There's some shared blame. Linda Blake answers the phone up there and screens your calls. There's more shared blame. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent, Mark Marshall, our webmaster, and go to MikeMalloy.com. We're going to start again what we used to do. On which page, Kathy, are we going to be listing the top? On the front page? On the home page? Okay, on the home page, we will be listing the topics that we, links to the topics that we talk about every evening on the program. We used to do this, got away from it. All you do is click on the link, and you'll be able to see where I got the information I'm talking about, unless it's emails, you know, if it's emails, it's not there. But everything we talk about tonight, just go to MikeMalloy.com. On the main page, there it is. You'll see a list of recent show topics, I believe, is the way it's listed. Anyway, Mark Marshall is our webmaster at MikeMalloy.com. Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org archives the program. Jim in Arkansas is our music bureau chief. And another website, of course, you've got to check it out, AirAmericaRadio.com. Go there, all right? Go there. And don't forget, next Thursday, November 18th, at least the first hour, only people between the ages of 13 and 18, or 17, 13 and 17 inclusive, will be taking phone calls from them only. And it'll be about what they want to talk about. I'm not going to set up any topics. I'm going to try to, as much as possible, just let it kind of free flow, all right? We'll see how it goes. So if you're between the ages of 13 and 17, mark it on your calendar, tell your friends, and call. Teresa is calling from Arizona. I bet you're older than 17, right, Teresa?
Oh, I'm 34, honey.
Well, just twice that amount then, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Hi, Teresa. Welcome to the program.
I can't believe you're calling me right now because I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to be, you know, way later. And
oh, here
anyway,
you are.
Pardon me. You get me all fired up. I swear I love this station. I'm so glad it's in Phoenix, which is a red, you know, part of the red state.
Yeah.
And there were 785 voters who voted for Kerry in this red state. And I think a lot of us know, because most of my friends and people I associate with are very liberal and progressive thinkers.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I find the most insulting about all of this is people have forgotten why we're here. This country was founded because of persecution. This country was founded because people were told, you can't believe this, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why this country was founded.
Yeah.
We can't let go of that truth. And that's exactly what is happening. It's like we're going back.
Yeah, it's fading. It's fading, Teresa, real fast. It's fading. And the opposition...
It needs to stop, and a lot of people are getting fired up. And I think this is the time where we need to get up and say, whoa, wait a minute. We really need to do this because everything's at stake.
Yeah.
I mean, they talk about being moral. They talk about, or the media does. Well, the jaded media does.
Mm-hmm.
But really what it comes down to is they preach apathy. They won't show pictures of coffins of our fallen soldiers, and I support them. I do. I support those people that give sacrifices to this country without looking back.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't talk about individuals that put their lives on the line, or even the people in Iraq that are dying that aren't insurgents. They don't even value human life. I mean, we're just people, I feel. We're just people, and I think inherently people want the same thing. And the media and the... don't even get me started about Bush. I didn't vote for him. I voted for Gore. I just don't even get me started about him, but, you know, people are forgetting the whole point about being alive and what that means and about the beauty of that and about the purpose and about being happy. And this whole administration is completely negative of that. And actually, if people don't know about it yet, I would like to ask people to look at SorryEverybody.com.
Oh, yeah, all those photographs. It's
so enlightening, and it's enheartening to reach out from the rest of the world, because it's about...
Okay, you can't do that, Teresa. As a matter of fact, that gets you off the program real quick. You all have to behave yourself just a little bit more than that, okay? Me too, but... Have we got time for another call? I think we do. Justin is calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Justin, welcome to the program. I'm sorry to do this to you, but you only have about a minute.
Well, it's nice to be on air. Another Phoenix call. I just have a concern that the way this country is moving, that liberals may face witch hunt-like persecutions. My main concern is the separation of church and state is, there's no longer really any separation. This is a religious government.
Yeah, it is.
And people buy into this stuff, and it's like they're painting liberals as, like, the word liberal now, it's not political. It's pejorative. People use the word liberal.
I hear you,
know.
Justin. I have to leave it there. Let me just assure you that we're going to try on this program and this network to get the word liberal back where it belongs, which is in an exalted position, not because of its own exaltation, but because liberals are the only people who have ever done anything progressive, not just in this country, but globally. So,
and one more thing.
No, we're out of time. Thanks, Justin. I appreciate it. I hate to be abrupt, but we're just flat out of time, pal. I'll see you tomorrow night. Do take care. Watch your back, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a $1 off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a $1 off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty, a natural part of life.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. The late Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat received full military honors Thursday as his coffin arrived at an airport in Cairo, Egypt. His coffin draped with the Palestinian flag was carried on the shoulders of an honor guard to a waiting hearse. His wife Suha had tears in her eyes during the ceremony. Arafat's coffin arrived from France. The 75-year-old leader died at a French hospital while being treated for a mysterious illness. Arafat's military funeral is scheduled to take place in Egypt later today. After the funeral, he will be moved to the West Bank city of Ramallah for burial on Saturday.
Former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is speaking out about Arafat's death. Netanyahu says a new hope has emerged for peace in the Middle East now that Arafat has died.
As long as Arafat was there, there was no hope of anyone moderate, anyone seeking peace to emerge. The fact that he's gone at least creates that opportunity. We'll have to test and see if that happens.
Netanyahu, now Israel's finance minister, says peace negotiations with Israel always failed because Arafat wanted to wipe Israel off the map. The U.S. military estimates 600 insurgents have been killed in the offensive in Fallujah. Major General Richard Natansky, commander of the 1st Marine Division in Fallujah, described what was found in areas believed to have been